High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
Time now to turn our attention to high school football tonight on KTNC. As we like to say, we have a catfight tonight. Fall City Tigers on the road to take on the Lions of Louisville High School. Louisville 1-2 on the year. They're coming off a win last week over the Syracuse Rockets, their first win of the season. They are 1-2, and they've got a lot of returning players back for Coach Chase Rasby. Fall City coming into the game tonight, they are 0-3 and coming off a tough homecoming loss last week, 43-6, and they are looking for that first win of the year. I had a chance to visit with the coaches, Coach Chase Rasby for Louisville, and of course Fall City High Coach Darren Fritz. You'll hear from the coaches coming up after this on the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dins Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dins Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dins Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Welcome back to pregame show time. Now to visit with the coach as we begin this evening with Coach Chase Rasby of the Louisville Lions. Coach, let's talk a little bit about the first third of the season here. Your squad's coming in here 1-2. You were telling me that that first game was a tough game. Some kids kind of got beat up, and maybe hopefully now you're getting some of those kids back.
Yeah, that's right. We had a couple of injuries that we didn't have. We were full strength in the first game or the second game. And it kind of showed when you were getting late in the second quarter and late in the fourth quarter. I thought we started off really well in both those games and were leading at some point or moving the ball really well in those games and stopping the runs on defense. And just when you start getting tired, you start missing more tackles and you start, not doing everything in your job and your mind starts getting tired. So you kind of make some simple mistakes and, it kind of snowballs from there. But we got a couple kids back last week and the kids played hard and they played well. And, establishing that momentum early definitely helped because, they don't realize they're as tired when everything's going right and they're feeling good about themselves. You don't get as tired as quick. And hopefully, we see something like that on this coming Friday.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your team, Coach. What kind of offense will the Tiger fans see tonight when they see your team?
Yeah, we run a lot of option. It's flex phone. It's kind of similar to Army and Navy, but maybe a little bit more like Air Force because we're in pistol. I learned flex phone from Bob Fuller, who was at Placid for a long time and came to Louisville for a year. And, I really liked what you could do with our smaller offensive linemen. And then, you know, I learned some of the spread stuff from Trevor Long, who came to Louisville for a few years and then now is back in LaSalle. And so we just kind of, we liked some things here and some things there, and so we kind of combined something that was just our own. And so, you know, the things that we can do from spread, we can still do from pistol flex bone. The things we can do from under center flex bone, we can still do from pistol flex bone. So we kind of have two of those things that we really liked that we worked with previously, and we just kind of married them together. So that way we could actually, you know, work with what we know.
Mm-hmm. Your football team tonight hosting the Fall City Tigers, and what do you see on film for the Tigers that concerns you tonight?
That offensive line, you know, jumps out at you when you're watching film. They're big, they can move, they're aggressive, they move people off the ball. You know, the most of them are back from last year. You know, the most of those guys have a lot of starts and a lot of playing time if they didn't start. And so those guys definitely jump out. You know, they have athletes that can do everything. You know, you don't know whether they're lining up at quarterback or at running back, but it doesn't matter because just about all their athletes can throw the ball. All their athletes can run the ball. They can catch. You know, they definitely have a good team. And I think they've kind of been, you know, unlucky in some of their games because, you know, watching film, they seem to move the ball just fine. And then they, you know, either shoot themselves in the foot or something happened. They have a bad play or a mental mistake, and they end up not punching it in for a touchdown. But, you know, they've had no problems moving the ball, and they've had no problems, you know, doing those things. And so I think that to be successful, you know, we gotta focus on what we can control and try to neutralize, you know, use our speed and neutralize their big line as much as we can. But, you know, that's easier said than done a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of answered this for me already, Coach, but I'll ask you, we finish up with this way. Some of the keys to the game, if things are going well tonight, what are we going to see?
So if it's going well for us, you're going to see us, you know, getting some penetration, you know, through the interior defensive line, you know, moving the line of scrimmage back a little bit, short tackling. You know, we missed a lot of tackles against Nebraska City. We were up on them, and they came back and beat us because, you know, we missed a lot of tackles. So, we'll be short tackling. You know, we'll have the momentum, and we'll keep the momentum and try to get them down early and see if we can, you know, keep our guys fresh. And on offense, you know, we're going to be running the football, and hopefully we can rack up some yards running the football and then get them staring in the backfield and beat them for a big play action pass.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck in the ball game tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
Back more of a pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to turn our attention to the Fall City Tigers. Visit with Coach Darren Fritz. The Tigers coming off a tough loss last week during homecoming, 43-6. Coach, you've been, you ran into, as they call it, buzzard's luck. Things haven't just gone well. You've made this change, made that change. So far, it's been a tough season, and we hope it gets better tonight.
And we hope so. You know, that's life, though. Football is a microcosm of life, and we have to adapt and overcome, and that's what we're going to attempt to do tonight.
Coach, this year has been an interesting one because I see the things that you like to do. I see some of that veer. I see a little no quarterback. Then I see the eye. A lot of adaptation this year with a young football team.
It is. It is. Maybe, you know, we've thrown too much at them at one time, but you know, the bottom line is we've just made too many mistakes. And, you know, we're going to get better.
You get handcuffed as a coaching staff. I think we've mentioned this a couple of times, maybe just in the broadcast of your Tiger games, but literally half your roster is freshmen this year. The good news is they're going to get older, but boy, it's tough to have much depth at that point.
Depth is an issue, and you know, we're going to be okay though. We're getting better every day. That's the process. You know, just get better every day, and you know, I think we are. Friday nights it hasn't shown yet, but I'm confident that it will this season.
Mm-hmm. And there have been bright spots at times on the Friday night in some of those games, and we've seen some big plays the kids are capable of. How about the Louisville Lions this week? They're coming off a win over Syracuse last week. Syracuse struggling this year, but they're 1-2. But you told me they got all their starters back, both sides.
They do, and I would say that they're pretty explosive on the offense, especially. You know, they're going to run the flex bone, double wing. And the quarterback's a really good operator. The fullback running dives, he is really good. We're going to have to play almost a perfect game to beat them tonight.
It's a kind of a speed versus size game, according to what I visited with their coach a little bit about earlier. Obviously, you're going to have the size.
Yeah, we have the size. And but it hasn't worked out for the first three games, so we might try a few new things to get us to win number one.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good for this week. Good luck to the Tigers tonight.
All right, thank you, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show, the Tigers of Louisville, coming up. Randy Gatula and Tom Bartek will be back and look at the starting lineups coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hi, I'm a senior. We bid you good evening from Lewisville, Nebraska. It's time for high school football once again here on KTNC. Tonight, the Fall City Tigers on the road taking on the Lewisville Lions. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, seated alongside Tom Bartek. Tom, an absolutely gorgeous evening for football.
This is beautiful, Randy. Breeze has gone down. It's going to be a nice night.
Temperatures in the mid-70s at kickoff. Shouldn't get much below 70 throughout the evening. I think right at the outset, Tom, we need to share our broadcast situation with our listening audience tonight as a matter of explanation about any difficulties that Tom and I might run into during the broadcast. There was no room in the press box here at Lewisville. They have a very small one, and so we found ourselves being seated on the rooftop of the Lewisville High School. And that's where we are right now, on the very rooftop. We're some 50 to 60 feet above the playing surface, and a pretty far piece south of the field. I'm not saying we're on the north edge of Weeping Water, but we're quite a ways away. We brought the binoculars with us, so we should be able to use those to help us out. But the bottom line is, Tom and I are very, very, very long ways away from the football field here at Lewisville. Looking forward to an exciting ball game. Those of you that have not heard, the Fall City Tigers have been hit by just a slew of misfortune here. Illness, accidents, injuries, you name it, anything that could happen has created the perfect storm to where a large number of starting athletes are not in uniform tonight, not able to play. And, Tom, that means we're going to see something different.
We're going to see some new numbers out there, aren't we?
Yes, we are. They've had to completely revamp the offense here, Tom. We've been seeing them run out of that spin-back formation and out of the I formation. The truth is, Fall City has no tight ends tonight. They have no fullbacks available tonight. So they've completely revamped the offense. They're going to come out tonight and run a spread set with five wide receivers. The starting lineup we got features five wideouts and an empty backfield. So we came for a football game, and it looks like we're going to get to see an air show.
Getting to see an air show is right, Randy.
Should be interesting. Not sure what the protocol is here for the national anthem. I think we'll step aside and take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for this game. Right after this two-minute break, you're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country farm superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNLP and Secret Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Lewisville. It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game, the Lewisville Lions and the Fall City Tigers. First of all, let's look at that Lewisville offense. For the Lions, at center, Cohen Tominek. Tominek, 215 and a senior. The right guard is Reed Toley. Toley is a senior at 190. At the left guard is Tyson Warner. Warner, a 215-pound senior. Left tackle tonight for the Lions is Alex Leader, 210 and a senior. And at the right tackle, listen to this, Tom. At the right tackle, Garen Bragg, 130 pounds.
Wow.
And a senior at right tackle. Wide receivers are Cash Beisterfield, a sophomore at 165, and Sam Llewellyn, a sophomore at 150. And the quarterback is Sam Aul. He's experienced, a senior at 145. And then he's got three running backs listed with him. Wade Powell, Powell's a sophomore, 160. Quincy Trent, 170 and a junior. And Harrison Klein, Klein's a senior at 170. The Lions are 1-0 season. They lost to Nebraska City and D.C. West the first 2 weeks. Came back and beat Syracuse last week, 41-7. Let's take a look at that Tiger defense.
I'll give you what we got here so far. There's a couple kids, Randy, that are going to be just game-time decisions here. So we only got about nine or so that we have for sure. Up front, the big boys will be Big John Craig, number 77, a junior. Dalton Helmick, number 55, will be the other defensive tackle. Dalton is a 230-pound senior. Defensive ends will be number 67, Stephen Fields. And number 8, Carson Simon, is being moved up to defensive end position there for this game instead of a linebacker. Linebackers for Falls City will be Justin Brewer, number 70, Tate Wilcox, number 28, and Jackson Strauss, number 19. What we have is Race Farmer as one cornerback and Wyatt Olberding as a free safety for Falls City. We'll fill you in on the rest when we get them.
All right. Now, here's the interesting thing. Here's the offensive starters for the Falls City Tigers, and listen to this setup. At center, Justin Brewer, 225 and a senior. At the guards, Dalton Helming, starting at right guard, 230 and a senior. The left guard is Kellen McAfee, a junior at 160. The left tackle, John Craig. He's moved over to left tackle. He's been playing right guard. Craig is 295 and a junior. At the right tackle, Stephen Fields, a junior at 220. The quarterback has been Jackson Strauss, but tonight the quarterback is Carson Simon, a 200-pound senior. No running backs, no I-backs, but what we do have are five wide receivers. Tate Wilcox, a freshman, 145. Race Farmer, a senior, 150. Wyatt Olberding, 160-pound sophomore. Kiefer Adams, another freshman, at 160. And Jackson Strauss, who was a quarterback, he's now going to be a wide receiver, a 180-pound senior. So, Tom, what we're going to see is an empty backfield, of a spread set. This is going to be like the old days of Peru State with Nate Bradley back in the national championship years. And let me tell you what, we had a lot of fun with that spread set. But we've got five wide receivers in the starting lineup offensively. Carson Simon will go at quarterback. So the air is going to be filled with footballs tonight. And as we said, we're a long ways from the field here, but we brought the binoculars. We're going to do our very best to get this thing described to you as accurately as we possibly can. Who we got teeing the ball up there?
Looks like Gannon Ogden's going to kick it off for Falls City.
He'll be teeing it up. If you're looking over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs are on the road out at Douglas County West. That's in Valley, Nebraska. John Nixon has the call for you that. And, of course, both games are available online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select either KTNC for our game or KLZA for the Sunny 101.3 game. So Ogden has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. We're ready to get underway. Back deep will be Harrison Klein on the near side. And we'll try and pick up the other
Hefner is the other one
Hefner
there.
Hefner and Klein are the deep men. Klein on the near side, Hefner on the far side. Tigers will be kicking from our right to left, from east to west here at Louisville. And we're ready to get underway. High school football on KTNC. Here's the kick. Oh, it's going to be fielded by the up man. Caught it at the 40. Turns the corner. He's hit and dropped at about the 42-yard line. Lost his head here when he came up with that.
Fields took his helmet off there on that tackle. That was a nice hit.
On the return was Wade Powell's, and he's dropped at the 42-yard line. Good job on the defense there on the coverage by the Tigers. So it'll be first and 10 for the Lions. They'll work from the near side hash mark, moving from our left to right, from west to east. Sam Aul is the quarterback. He puts a wide receiver wide to the left, wide out to the right. Flankers to either side. A single setback behind him is Harrison Klein. Aul, out of the pistol formation, calls a starting count. Puts a man in motion. Gives to no fakes to Klein. Keeps it himself. Midfield to the 50, the 45, the 40. No. Into the open. Aul's going to take it all the way for the touchdown.
Wow.
On the very first play of the ball game.
Wow.
58 yards. On the carry, a 58-yard touchdown run on a quarterback keeper, and boy, an ominous beginning here for the Tigers, Tom.
Wow. Yeah, he just got touched by one person briefly on that run. Otherwise, he was untouched the rest of the way into the end zone.
Sam All, 58 yards on the carry. Obviously a one play, 58-yard drive, and now we'll line up for the conversion here. All to kick. The ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And our score, 7-0. Louisville on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha for all your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Well, not much of a drive. One play, 58 yards. Sam All on the quarterback keeper around the right side took it all the way home for the touchdown. All kicked the conversion. And with 11:41 to play, just 19 seconds into the ball game, Louisville is out to a 7-0 lead. The scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, now it's going to be Louisville's time to kick it off here. They'll tee the football up. Sam All handles all the kicking duties here. Extra points, kickoffs, punting, quarterback. Kind of Mr. Do-It-All. Tom, can you help me?
We got Simon and Strauss back deep to receive.
Okay, Simon on the near side, Strauss on the far side. All ready to kick it away. He'll come forward, and here's the kick. A bouncing kick picked up by a short man. Bobbled for a minute at the 30. Now upfield the 35, out across the 35, near the 34-yard line.
Wilcox that got that.
Thank you. On the return, gets it out. They'll spot it at the 39-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 there for the Fall City Tigers, working from their own 39. All right, 11:37 to play in the first quarter. We're just into this thing. Louisville out to an early 7-0 lead on their first play from scrimmage. Quarterback will be Carson Simon. Three wide outs to the right, two wide to the left. Spread set. Empty backfield for Simon. Now the official steps in and stops play for a moment. Now we're ready to go. Three wide outs right, two to the left. Simon has the snap. Drop back into the pocket. Sets up. Throws down the left sideline. Looking downfield for his receiver. Overthrows the intended receiver, Jackson Strauss. That one goes well out of bounds here. Strauss was pretty well covered here on the left sideline.
He sure was.
So it'll fall incomplete and bring the football back to the 39-yard line. It'll be second down and 10 for the Tigers. If you're just tuning in, Louisville scored on their first play from scrimmage. Took a 7-0 lead here over Fall City. We're live from Louisville tonight. My name is Randy Gatula, seated alongside Tom Bartek. Strauss comes wide to the left. A man sets in a slot to the left also. Trips out to the right for Carson Simon. Out of the shotgun, Simon has the snap, sets up, here comes the rush. Now rolls out to his left, looking downfield, going to run the football, turns it upfield, broke a tackle across the 45, out near the 48 or 9-yard line. Tom, he's fairly close to the first down.
Yes, he is.
Gained about 9 on the play, I think.
73, Tyson Warner in on that stop.
Looks like he'll mark the football around the 48-yard line, about a yard short of the first down. It'll bring up third down and 1 now, so good job there of Simon turning nothing into something as he picked up about 9 yards on the keeper. Wide receiver Kiefer Adams splits wide to the right. He'll set in a slot to the right side. Jackson Strauss comes wide left. Empty backfield for Carson Simon. We'll call that all night. Simon has the snap. Runs with the football straight ahead. He's got the first down yardage across the 50 down to the 48-yard line of Louisville. He'll be thrown back there, and it'll be a first and 10 for the Tigers.
Reed Tolian on the stop for Louisville on that play, Randy.
It's a spread formation here with an empty backfield. Simon's back there all alone. He's been setting trips to the right, and we're talking wide right. I mean, they're spread clear out to the wide side of the field. We're spread all over the football field, and that left that center kind of open for Simon to get some yardage. Same set once again. Strauss is here to the left. Simon throws out to his right this time. Overthrows the intended receiver. He was looking out there. Was that Strauss?
That was not. That was
Wyatt Oberding,
yes, number 17.
Oberding was the intended receiver. The pass well overthrown. And, you know, the sad part, Oberding was open there,
yep,
Tom.
He was.
Had
he just
been
overthrew
able to
him.
Call that one in, that had a possibility of a first down on it. But Pass falls incomplete, so it'll bring up second down and 10. I'm sure there's a few jitters there for Carson Simon. This is a completely new situation for this team, a completely different offensive set, strategy, everything. Simon calls his count, puts a man in motion, rolls to his right. Here comes pressure. Simon's going to run with the football. He'll have first down yardage. And he's down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line, and Louisville is getting themselves spread out, worrying about these receivers, and they're forgetting about Carson Simon coming up the middle on him.
Carson is a tough runner. Alex Sorensen made the stop there for Louisville, but not until he got a first down.
Well, this offensive scheme was designed to throw the ball, but right now most of the success has come here with the running ability of Carson Simon just spreading them out. Trips right, wide receivers two set to the left. Simon on first and 10. Looks right. Throws a pass out. Going to be complete. Upfield inside the 30. Down near the 29-yard line. Try and pick up the
Wilcox
receiver.
Made that grab, Randy.
Thank you, sir.
And number 9, Wade Powell's on the stop for Louisville.
Tate Wilcox, just a freshman. 145 pounds gets the grab. They're getting down at the other end of the field on the far side.
Picked up about 6 on that, it looks like.
Time to get out the binoculars here. That's Wyatt Obering. Split wide out to the right this time. 2 slot men right. Simon has a snap looking left. Looking over the middle. Throws a pass. It's going to be complete. Jackson Strauss. Strauss has first down yardage down near the 20-yard line, just outside the 20. On that play, Strauss sat out to the left in a slot, ran a slant pattern across the middle. The defense didn't come up on him, and he was wide open. Carson Simon delivered the strike and put it right in the breadbasket.
Powell's again on the stop there for Louisville, Randy. He's all over the field right now.
21-yard line now, first and 10 Tigers. They trail 7-0 as Simon calls his starting count. Simon has a snap, looking for Strauss again. Pass is complete. Strauss makes the reception. And he'll be dropped just outside the 15, around the 16. Looks to be a gain of about 5 there, Tom.
Yeah, Harrison Klein made a quick stop on that. But, yeah, good gain on first down.
Call it a gain of 5. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 16-yard line. Right about now, the defensive coordinators for Louisville have got to be going, what the heck?
That the only formation they're going to run?
Where is the I formation? Where is the spin back? What are they doing? This has got to be quite a big question mark. All right, here we go. Second down and 5 at the 16-yard line. Back to pass. Simon over the middle. Pass complete at the 10 at the 5-yard line. All the way down to the 5 and making the reception that time.
Tate Wilcox.
Wilcox,
yeah.
Once again. Yes, Wilcox with the ball. He'll have first down yardage. Boy, Tom.
Picked up 13 on that.
I'm impressed with the way the Tigers are coming down the field.
Well, they've got him spread, and, you know, Carson's a tough runner, and he's a good runner, and I think, you know, he's opening up some games.
You better believe the Louisville defense is going to have a team meeting after this series. This isn't what they were expecting to see. All right, spread set. 3 wide outs right, 2 to the left. Simon takes a snap, wants to run, broke a tackle. Now he'll be sacked and dropped for a loss of about a yard. Back out around the 7-yard line.
21, Harrison Klein holding on there for that stop.
It'll be second down and goal from the 7, loss of a yard. That time there was somebody there waiting when Carson Simon decided to break it up the middle. They got kind of caught with nobody home there several times. So Simon, again, puts Wyatt Obering to the right. Tate Wilcox wide right. Here comes the train. As always when they're down in the red zone. Back to pass, Simon, he'll run with it up the middle at the 5, inside the 5. Down near the 4-yard line and thrown back. It's going to bring up third down and goal at the 4 on the keeper, Carson Simon. And here comes the Coltrane.
Sam Arnold was on the bottom of that stack.
I told Tom before we went on the air, I says, just like on cue, when they get in the red zone and they're down close to scoring, something critical about to happen, that's when they cue up the train and he comes through from the left. What did I tell you?
That's right. You were right.
Been there, done that. Quarterback Carson Simon. This time trips left, 2 wides to the right. Simon puts a man in motion from left to right, and now flags fly.
Yeah, looks like Louisville jumped on that, Randy. Going to go half the distance there.
Well, that'll help. They were looking at 3rd and goal from the 4. If this goes against the Lions, it'll move the ball down to the 2-yard line, and it'll be 3rd and goal at the 2. Pretty important that the Tigers answer here after giving up a score.
I agree.
On the very first play from the scrimmage. Tate Wilcox, Race Farmer, Wyatt Obering, Kiefer Adams, and Jackson Strauss. Those are the 5 wide receivers we've got in the ballgame. Setting in a slot to the right this time is Wyatt Obering. Trips to the left. Quarterback Carson Simon, all alone, man in motion. Simon gets away from one tackler. Crashes forward, he's in for the touchdown.
Mm. Wow.
It'll be a 2-yard touchdown carry for Carson Simon on the run on a quarterback keeper. And Simon picked up a good chunk of those yards himself running the football, but had some nice completions in there, too.
It's a nice drive, Randy. Nice drive.
Score comes with 6:52 to play here in the first quarter. 2-yard run by Carson Simon. Now they line up for the 2-point conversion. Same set as we've been seeing. Simon all alone in the backfield, looks to his left, passes batted down and fails, falls incomplete. And our score goes 7-6 with 6:52 to play in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Well, the Tigers answered that first score. They came back with a 12-play, 61-yard drive capped by a 2-yard touchdown run by Carson Simon. The conversion attempt failed, and with 6:52 to play in the first quarter, the Tigers trail by 1-7-6. Again, Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn presenting this scoring recap. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. All right, Tigers have the ball teed up. Gannon Ogden has it teed at the 40-yard line. On the near side is Harrison Klein. Here's the kick. Another short one going to be picked up and fallen on right at the 30-yard line. Well, that young man obviously was given his instructions. Falling on the football was Wade Powell. He's a sophomore, 160 pounds, and he could have grabbed that ball and taken off, but obviously he's been told, that's near you, you get on it, and that's what he did. So the Lions will have the football first and 10. They'll work from their own 30-yard line is where they'll mark it, on the far side hash mark, the wide side of the field to the near side, as they come over the football. Sam All is the quarterback with Harrison Klein set behind him in the backfield. People in motion. They pitch it back to the trailing back, coming around to the right side with it. That's Powell. Powell turns the corner. The 50, the 40. It's a foot race. The 30, the 20. And he's going to take it all the way for the touchdown.
Is there a flag? No. No, no flag.
70 yards. So they ran two plays and have two touchdowns. A 58-yarder and a 70-yarder. This was Wade Powell's on this carry. Just took it around the right side, and right now the Tiger defense kind of feeling a little bit snake bit here.
Well, Tigers sure have had to work a lot harder for their scores, it seems like.
All right, we're going to line up here for the conversion attempt. There's short one man out here, Sam All, the kicker. Urges one of his players to come out and join us for the party out here. Holding the ball is Sam Llewellyn, Sam All in the kick. Snap is down. All's kick is up. It's got the length. The kick is good, and the score goes 14-6 now. Louisville on top, 6:38 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, these scoring drives are short and sweet. That one, one play, 70 yards. Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Wade Powell's carried the ball 70 yards down the right sideline for the touchdown, All added to conversion, and it's 14-6 with 6 minutes 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. So, Tom Bartek, they've ran two plays, 158 yards for a touchdown and 170 yards for a touchdown, and Boy, the defense, as I said, has to feel a little bit snake-bitten right now.
128-yard total offense on two plays, Randy. That's pretty good average.
Yeah, not a bad average at all. What do we got? Simon on the near side?
We got Simon and Strauss back again there deep.
Strauss on the far side. They're ready to kick it away. All has it teed at the 40. Let's see if he gets it down to the return man this time, or they kick it short again. They're going to kick it short. It bounces, picked up at the 28, across the 30, and hit hard at the 30-yard line.
Cody Hyatt in on that stop. Yeah, he did get hit hard. That was Tate Wilcox
Yeah, Wilcox on the return.
So they're going to start at the 31.
Yep, just across the 30. It'll be on the north hash mark, the far side hash mark. Again, we're live from Louisville tonight. The Fall City Tigers, the Louisville Lions. Fall City moving from our right to left, from east to west on their last possession. They put together a 12-play drive that covered 61 yards and capped it off with a touchdown. Same set. I want to sound like a recording here. Trips to the right, two wideouts to the left. Jackson Strauss is the wide receiver left. Back to pass, setting up. Carson Simon looking down for
Strauss. Oh, he got him.
Strauss coverage, and the pass goes through his fingertips at the 40-yard line. Jackson Strauss had a step on the defender there. The ball came in just a little bit underthrown, Tom.
Yeah.
But, boy, had he been able to haul that one in, we might have had another one-play touchdown.
Harrison Klein back on the coverage there for Louisville.
So now they'll bring it back to the 31. It'll bring up second down and 10 for the Tigers. 6:26 to play. Clock has stopped with the incompletion. First quarter, 14-6. Tigers trail. Quarterback Carson Simon has the snap, looks right, rolls right, throws it over the middle, pass falls incomplete, looking for the intended receiver across the way. It might have been Wilcox he was looking for again.
Looks like they've changed a few things, Randy. They're gonna send some people there and put some pressure on Simon, it looks like.
They figure out they can't leave that middle open, that's for sure.
Yeah.
After he burned them on that first series. I'm sure they had the whiteboards out on the sideline having a little emergency meeting of the defense department here. Ball is at the 31-yard line, third down and 10 for the Tigers, as Carson Simon brings the Tigers to the line of scrimmage. He calls his cadence from the shotgun. Here comes the pressure. They're after him. He looks upfield. Now he's got a receiver on the sideline in the pass.
No.
Incomplete. Nearly intercepted over here. The defenders, Harrison Klein, stepped in front of Jackson Strauss, the intended receiver, and almost came up with the INT there.
He did. Carson was signaling with his arm. He wanted Jackson to go deep, and he didn't see it.
I felt like if Carson would have just tucked it and ran, he had an awful lot of real estate out here. Harrison Klein was back here preoccupied with Jackson Strauss, and he was really the only defender left over in this area. What are we doing here? A fourth down and 10, we're going for it from our own 30. Not lining up in punt formation.
Oh, going to call a timeout.
Now we're going to have timeout taken on the field with 6:16 to play in the first quarter. 14-6, Tigers trail. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Tom, that timeout was actually taken by Louisville. They kind of got caught off guard there on fourth down and 10 at your own 30 this early in the ballgame. They naturally expected a punt was coming. Fall City came out and lined up in their regular offensive set, and that's what they're going to do again. It's fourth down and 10 from their own 30. Now he drops back into punt formation. There's a snap. They punt the ball out of there. Nobody back to cover. It lands at the 35. We're going to roll down near the 30 and go out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. So that's where this next drive will begin, at the 31. And right now, the Louisville Lions got to be thinking, how does a 69-yard touchdown run? Their last two possessions were 58 yards and 70 yards, each lasting one play each. I haven't even got acquainted with the running backs or anybody here yet. I've already put two touchdowns on the board. Quarterback is Sam Hall. He puts Harrison Klein, sets behind him. To his right is Quincy Trent. To the left is Cash Beesterfield. Quarterback Sam Hall. Man comes in motion. All bobbles him for a minute. Looks over the middle. He's got a receiver. It's intercepted.
Picked
at the 45. Down to the 42-yard line, and that's Jackson Stroud. Comes up with the interception. And you know what the scary part is? The receiver was behind the coverage. Had the pass not been very poorly underthrown, that might have been a third touchdown
yes,
in three plays. But Jackson Stroud, Johnny on the spot, comes up with the interception. And that may be what the Tigers need here. They can put together another significant drive. They start this first and 10 at the 42-yard line. Quarterback, Carson Simon. Single setback in the backfield, all by himself. Throws out to the right. Pass is going to be complete. Upfield to the 40, a gain of a couple.
Out to Wilcox, it looks like.
That's Tate.
Stop was made by Powell.
Just a freshman, 145-pound freshman, made the reception. Got a gain of two on the play. Has it down to the 40-yard line. It'll be second down and eight now for the Tigers. Clock is running, 5:42 to play first quarter. 14-6, the Tigers trail the Louisville Lions. My name is Randy Gatula, along with Tom Bartek tonight. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, back at the KTNC studios. Carson Simon, all alone in the backfield. That's what he will be all night long. Simon has a snap, looking left, looking for Strauss. Throws the ball over the middle. Strauss has it at the 30. Broken tackle, 25, at the 20, 15, 10, 5, and dragged down at about the 1 or 2-yard line. They got him just short of the goal line.
Wow. I thought he was in, Randy. He got tripped up at the last minute there by Powell. Wow, good game.
Good defensive effort there. Strauss puts the football. They're going to call it the 1-yard line. And it'll be first and goal at the 1. 5:06 to play first quarter. Boy, you got to wonder, do you want to mess with throwing it here or just let Carson Simon
I think I just let him try to run the ball right behind Big John Craig or something
We've only seen this one set all night long here. Simon takes the snap. He'll run it straight ahead. Goes in standing up.
You called it, Randy.
1-yard run. Carson Simon, his second touchdown of the night. This one comes from 1 yard out, 4:47 to play here in the first quarter. Let's see if they're going to...
Going to line up to go for two again here.
Probably so. And they'll try and get things tied up. Right now we stand 14-12. They're not going to show us anything but this spread set formation. Trips right, two to the left. Man comes in motion. They run an option to the right. Simon wants to keep it. He's fighting near the goal line and he's in.
He pulled over there to put his head down and went right for it.
Carson Simon takes it in for the two-point conversion. We're tied at 14-all. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And it's time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services at Auburn and Falls City. That Tiger scoring drive after the intercepted pass by Jackson Strauss took him just three plays to go 42 yards. Carson Simon carried the ball in from 1 yard out for the TD. Simon also carried in for the two-point conversion. And that ties the score up at 14-all with 4:47 to play in the first quarter. Gannon Ogden has the ball teed at the 40, ready to kick it away for the Tigers. Harrison Klein on the near side. On the far side, I believe that's Trent. Ball is going to be fielded and brought to the right side, trying to turn the corner at the 40. The 45 knocked out of bounds near midfield. On the return was Wade Powell. He got the one that got free a while ago.
Helmick finally got him knocked out of bounds there.
They stopped him just shy of the midfield stripe at the 49-yard line on the Louisville side of the line. So it'll be first and 10 Louisville from their own 49 with 4:41 to play in the first quarter. Lots of fireworks already, 28 points on the board here.
Still got 4:41 left and it's 14-all.
Sam All, a little spread set of his own here. Flanker to each side, wide receiver to each side. Harrison Klein, the single setback behind him as Sam All looks over the defensive set, puts a man in motion. All gives to Klein. Klein runs forward, breaking tackles on his feet and taken out of bounds. That's Sam Llewellyn, rather, carrying. No, it is Klein. And he's got good yardage down to the 35-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for Louisville at the 35 of the Tigers.
Brewer knocked him out of bounds there.
Harrison Klein, 170-pound senior running back, on the carry. Beisterfield goes wide to the left this time. Powell comes wide right. Sam Llewellyn in a slot to the right. Quarterback Sam All. Klein behind him. Fakes to Klein, pitches to the trailing back. That's Quincy Trent. Trent breaks a tackle, fights his way down to the 30, the 25, has first down yardage, and tackle just outside the 20-yard line.
Flag down there. Looks like that's going to be a block in the back there, Randy.
Flag is thrown at about the 30-yard line. We'll wait for the man in the white hat here to give us an indication. Illegal block against the Louisville Lions, so that'll negate a nice job of running the football there and what was a first down. They'll mark it back here. Clock is at 4:27 to play in the first quarter. John Nixon is on the air over on our sister station on Sunny 101.3. He traveled out to Valley tonight with the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn taking on Douglas County West. I remember when they were Valley. Here we go. First and 10. They'll mark it off the penalty yardage all the way back out across the 40. To the 41-yard line.
First and 16 now, huh?
Yeah. First and 15 from the 41 of the Tigers for Sam All. Klein behind him. Powell set to his right. Man comes in motion. Hand goes up the middle to Harrison Klein. He'll get about 4, maybe 5. Give him 5 yards down to the 36-yard line. Spot the ball at the 36-yard line, a gain of 5. It'll bring up 2nd down and 10 yards to go for the Lions. Clock continues to run as we reach the 4-minute mark here in this first quarter. Same spread formation, double flankers. Man in motion left to right this time. Give to Klein up the middle. Klein breaking tackles, fights his way forward. He's a tough running back. He's close to the first down yardage. I think he's just shy. He needed to get to the 25. Looks to be at about the 25 and a half, about a half a yard short. Third and very short yardage now for the Lions down at the Tiger 25, 26 yard line.
54 Zane Ebel I've got on that stop. If I'm reading those numbers right, Randy.
Third down now, less than a yard to go as All takes the snap. Gives to Klein. No, pitches to his trailing back around the left side. Quincy Trent. They blow the play dead. Trent was off to the races.
I don't think. Did they blow it?
Well, he stopped running. They must have blown it dead. He was off to the races down around the left sideline, and everybody just stopped.
What do we got here? Oh, I think maybe they had an inadvertent whistle there,
oh,
Randy.
Oh, my goodness, and he was on his way for a score.
Wow.
The running backs, Coach Rasby's got to be out there saying, oh, my goodness, sir, are you certain?
Do we have a timeout now by Fall City, it looks like?
Wow.
Yeah?
Timeout.
Wow.
3:20 to go here in the first quarter. All tied at 14. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek back with you here at Louisville. We're going to tell you what we think took place. It was third down, less than a yard to go. Everybody in the place thought Harrison Klein was going to get the football for that short yardage. They faked to Harrison down the middle, pitched to the running back coming around, and he was going down the left sideline wide open. The ref blew his whistle because when they tackled the fake up the middle, he thought that was the play it ended. It cost him a touchdown. Sam All, third and less than a yard to go. This time they do give it to Klein, and he breaks tackles. He's on his feet, got first down yardage inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. That's what everybody was expecting, and that's what happened. The official just took the fake, and when they tackled the running back, he blew his whistle and blew the play dead.
I'm having a hard time reading that number, 79?
Very difficult.
I'm going to say 79. Kemper Foster in on that stop.
Orange on white, and we're reading them from Weeping Water. Sam All. With Klein behind him. As to the second man through after Klein takes a fake and they drop him right at about the line of scrimmage. Hearing the football was Wade Powell's. Good defense there.
Yeah, causing Simon and Brewer in on that stop.
Tom, where are all these little white bucks coming from?
I don't know. They lost about four on that, though, didn't they?
Back out. The football is marked now out to the about the 18-yard line. Second down. Gain of a yard. Second down and nine. Calling his count is all. Gives it up the middle to Klein. This time that Tiger defense is stiffening a little bit in the center. They stop Harrison Klein after a gain of only about another yard. So now it's going to be third down and eight. With the football between the 17 and 18-yard line between the hash marks.
Kemper Foster on the bottom of that pile there for a full city and make the stop.
Got an official timeout here. Looks like we've got a player with an equipment issue. Something with the headgear or chin strap. And that's Harrison Klein, the running back, that's coming off the field here. Not sure what the issue is, but the official. Klein leaves the ball game. Another running back in there now.
Looks like number 20, yeah.
Nick McCall, 140-pound sophomore. He'll line up at the running back in place of Harrison Klein. They turn. Fake the handoff. Back to pass is all. Looking into the end zone. Throws a pass downfield. Overthrows the intended receiver. The pass falls incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth down and eight.
Pretty good coverage there by Overding.
Now, Overding back there running stride for stride. The intended receiver was Sam Llewellyn, 150-pound sophomore. And they had him pretty well covered up. So now it's fourth down and eight. The line of scrimmage between the 17 and 18-yard line. The ball is between the just inside the right hash mark. Clock's at 1:47 to play first quarter. We're all tied up at 14 here in Louisville. The Tigers with a piece-together offense here, makeshift offense, I guess we'd call it. On fourth down and eight, they're lining up to go for it. Sam All has a man in motion right to left. He rolls left, wants to throw the football, throws it out. The pass is going to be complete and taken out of bounds right at about the first down marker. He may be a bit short. Mm-hmm. That was fourth down, and I think he's going to be short, Tom.
Trying to mark him short.
Tigers have held on downs at the 10-yard line, and the 9, about the 9.5. The ball is actually inside the 10, but he's well short. I mean, he's a half a yard off, but well-executed play.
Well,
they found the receiver. He just got taken out of bounds. Did you see who got him over there? Good effort.
Sorry, Randy, I didn't pick that up.
Quarterback on the right side for the Tigers made a great play there, and they held on down. So now the Tigers take over, first and 10, at their own 10-yard line. Carson Simon in the shotgun. Is back to pass, looking for Jackson Strauss down the left sideline. Strauss behind the coverage, and you know what? Jackson led up for just a minute there. Harrison Klein was back on the coverage. Had Strauss just kept running in stride, that ball would have been on the money.
Carson threw a nice pass. He threw that thing 50 yards, Randy.
Just for a moment there, Strauss let up on his gate, and that was just enough that the pass was overthrown. Boy, that would have been a sweet one there.
Got to give him a little bit of benefit of doubt. He hasn't played out there at the wide receiver all year yet.
He used to be on the other end of it. A minute 36 to go, first quarter. Pass incompletion stops the clock. We're tied at 14 all. Tigers have the football. Second down and 10. Working from their own 10-yard line on the right side hash mark. Ball City moving from our right to left, from east to west here into that setting sun. Look at that beautiful sunset we've got tonight. Sky illuminated, bright oranges and blues over here. Carson Simon trips right, two wideouts left, slot man left, I think that's Adams. Now hesitation, look to the sideline, and now we'll move forward on second and 10. Now people jumping off sides. I think Louisville came. I didn't see any movement.
I think they did too. Looks like 73 there. Tyson Warner jumped off.
Cost the Lions 5 yards and moved the football out to the 15-yard line. And now it'll be second down and 5 from the 15. Well, Tigers will take all the help we can get. Ball City, if you're just tuning in here, has a lot of players out. Injuries, illness, you what have you. And they've had to revamp the offense, and they're running a spread set formation with 5 wide receivers on second and first and 5. Pass out to the right side, good for the first down. And the yardage is out across the 20.
Look like 16 over there. Caleb Zulkowski? That look like a 16?
Yep, I looked at through the glasses because I didn't know what I was looking at there either.
Yeah.
Zulkowski.
Picked up a first down there.
120-pound sophomore. Caleb came down with that one. Got the first down yardage. Moves the football to the 22-yard line. They're starting to run some other numbers in there on us now.
Yeah.
Still got Strauss here on the left side. Still got Simon throwing the ball. Simon's going to run the football straight ahead. He's got some room. Simon, up the field. Has it across the 30.
Wow.
Across the 40. Out across the 40 to the 42-yard line. And again, Louisville got caught there napping in the middle. They're going to learn you can't give Carson Simon that big of an opening.
That was a nice run by Carson there. Dodged a few people.
Moved it out to the 42-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers at the 42. Strauss is a wide out to the left. I think that's Adams this time, set in a slot. Back to pass, Simon. Over the middle.
Through
just behind him at the 30 or the 50-yard line, rather.
Trying to hit Strauss, it looks like.
Strauss found an opening between defenders in there, and you can sure tell this is not what the Louisville Lion defense prepared for all week.
No.
They're going to have a lot of work to do at halftime about this one.
With as good a runner as Carson is, he brings another element to the game there. If somebody's not open, he can cut that thing and run it.
He could have a real record setting night rushing the ball if this continues here. Carson Simon, same spread set, this time looking right. Now they put pressure on him. He's directing traffic. He'll run with the football and runs forward for about 8 or 9 yards. He's got the football.
Just going to be shy of that first down by a yard.
Just across the 50-yard line at about the 49.5. It'll be third and very short, third and less than a yard to go now.
Reed totally on the stop there for Louisville.
Ball at the 49.5-yard line of the Lions. Third down, less than a yard to go. The ball on the right side hash mark. Tigers move right to left, east to west. Wide side of the field to their left. They're going to put trips to the short side. Simon in the gun. Has a good snap. Looks left. Now wants to run. Broke a tackle.
Dove
forward close, stretched out, and they did not get there.
Going to be a yard short. But no gain on that. 55 there. Alec Luter for Johnson Brock made a nice stop.
Johnson Brock got that one?
Johnson Brock.
I'm sorry. We normally have an unwritten code. If one of us misspeaks, the other one does not call. The other does not call attention to it. But I couldn't pass that one. There's the end of the first quarter. 14 all. We're tied up. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Be back with second quarter action. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
After one quarter, we're tied at 14 all here in Louisville. The Falls City Tigers, the Louisville Lions, Falls City running the spread set offense. Tom, you got a scoring update?
I do. Johnson Brock, the head of Donaldson West, 24-14, the end of one.
Up the middle with the football.
And it looks like he pushed for a first down there, I think. Well, that's going to be awful close, Randy.
Wait and see what the measurement is here. I don't know.
Looked like that guy on the other side of the field's got a different mark, don't he?
Well, he sure did. They tried to run it right up the middle.
Yeah.
Came up short. The football is marked at the 49.5-yard line of Louisville, and the Lions will take over. They'll have it there first and 10. The score tied at 14-all after one quarter. All right, let's see what Louisville does with the football. Sam Hall is your quarterback. Harrison Klein behind him, as per usual. Same set we've been seeing. In the slot to the left is Wade Powells, just off the hip of that tackle. Fake to Klein, pitch to the trailing back, Powells. Powells turns the corner at the right, the 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, and taken out of bounds shy of the 30-yard line. At about the 32-yard line goes the sophomore, Wade Powells.
Strauss knocks him out there, but not until about a 17-yard gain on that.
Any more scores there yet?
I do have a Sacred Heart score, 36-0, just into the second quarter.
Who are they leading?
Let's see. They didn't tell me that.
Well, we know they're up 36-0. All right. Quarterback, Sam All. Same set. 1st and 10. 32-yard line, the line of scrimmage. Harrison Klein carries the ball. No. Keeps it himself. Comes to the left. Pitches back to Wade Powell. Now a late flag comes in. Ball City players out here clapping his hands. Seems to be very pleased with that flag.
The
holding is going to be the call against the Lions. Lions call for holding. We are on the rooftop of the high school, some 50 to 60 feet above the playing surface, and it just dawned on us it's going to get real dark up here. We're up here with the top of the light poles, and maybe interesting just to try and read our spotting charts before the night is out. You get a little bit of secondary light off those field lights, but there's no direct lighting up here on the roof. Plugged into the air conditioning unit behind us. Sam All has the snap. Hands to Klein. Klein fights off the right side of the line offensively. The left side of the defensive line stepped up and made the stop on it.
Nice tackle by Simon on that. Short gain.
Stopped him at the 41-yard line. It'll bring up 2nd down. Still about 13 yards to go, or more than that. 2nd down about 17 yards to go. 2nd and 17 from the 41. For Sam Olin Company is Lions offense. All takes the snap. Back to pass. Sets in the pocket. Right receiver, and he overthrew him.
Wow.
He had a receiver so wide open out there. The intended receiver was Sam Llewellyn. No defender within 20 yards.
Had some busted coverage on that, Randy. Yeah,
somebody,
very lucky.
Somebody didn't see Llewellyn get free out there. That would have been a sure 6. We got about 4,000 cheerleaders out in front of us here, too. They must have had a cheer camp this week for every little girl in Louisville, and they're out here in their purple shirts. Hear them? They're having a ball. These look to be little girls in about the 6 to 7 year old range, and they are having a ball. Look at all the parents having fun, the grandparents watching them. 3rd down, 17 yards to go at the 41. Back to passes All, rolling right. Now he looks downfield. Now he'll run with the football. He's got room at the 30, the 25, the 20. He may have the 1st down yardage. I think he does.
I think he does too, Randy.
He found a seam down that right sideline and managed to get the football all the way to the 20, enough for the 1st down. So Louisville knocking on the door of the red zone down here at the 20 with 10:50 to play in the 1st half, 2nd quarter. Our score tied at 14 all.
Overding knocked him out there.
Klein in the backfield. Wide right, Llewellyn, and Trent. All takes the snap. Pitches back to his trailing back. Coming around, trying to turn the corner on the left side. At the 15, the 10, taken out of bounds. Carrying the football was Quincy Trent. Trent gets taken down hard. I was scared we might be looking at a horse collar there for a minute. But
Zane Eagle on that stop.
He didn't get the hand inside the collar. I think they just grabbed him with the shoulders.
Yeah, that was...
Mark
wow.
The ball at the 6-yard line. It'll be 1st and goal from the 6 now for the Lions. All the quarterback from the 6-yard line on 1st and goal has a snap. Gives to Klein. Klein goes in standing up for the touchdown. Harrison Klein, I had the glasses right on that one.
Yep.
With a 6-yard touchdown run, the score coming with 10 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the 2nd quarter, and Louisville retakes the lead now 20-14. Harrison Klein on the touchdown. Now we'll have the lineup for the conversion. All to kick. Ball is down. Kick is up. Kick is good, and the score now goes 21-14. Louisville on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's time for another Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That Louisville Lions drive took 7 plays to go 51 yards, capped off by a 6-yard touchdown carry by Harrison Klein. Sam All came in and kicked the conversion, and our score now stands 21-14, Louisville leading Fall City with 10:30 to play here in the first half. Again, this scoring recap brought to you by Jake and Tasha ArmConnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Weston Witt in Fall City. Well, Tom, we've had a lot of fireworks here.
Boy, there sure have been. Wow.
Tom and I knew ahead of time that Fall City was going to be coming out in this spread formation and away from their I formation. They pretty much assured us, the coaching staff, that that's the only formation we're going to see all night. And so far, that's been true.
They're true to their word. It looks like they got Wilcox back deep along with Jackson Strauss on this one here. They're going to give Carson a little rest on the kickoffs.
Wilcox is on which side?
He's on the far side there.
Wilcox on the far side, Strauss on the near. They haven't been kicking it to the deep men. All's the kicker. Let's see what they do. Well, this time they will. Wilcox is going to go back and get it. Fields the ball at the 7, up the left sideline, the 10, the 15, the 20, and taken down at about the 21-yard line goes Tate Wilcox. Keep in mind, that's a 145-pound freshman out there returning that kick. What, 14 years old?
Yes.
Varsity football, the Class C1 level in Louisville. He's got to be thinking to himself, what am I doing?
Hefner on the stop there.
A lot of young men being pressed into service here that are just freshmen and sophomores who might have not seen a lot of the field under normal circumstances, and they're out here playing very key roles in this game right now.
Yeah.
Carson Simon with the same formation we've talked about all night. 2 wideouts left, 3 to the right, trips right. That's the wide side of the field. They start at the 21-yard line, moving from our left to right, west to east. Simon wants to run it. This is a run all the way. He's got the ball across the 25, 26-yard line. Looks to get about 5. I think they're going to give him 6 on the carry.
Oh, got a late flag coming out there.
Had a gain of 6. The flag didn't come in until well after it was over. They threw in the defensive backfield of Louisville.
Cody Lutz on the stop there for Louisville.
Let's see what this is going to be.
Oh, they had too many men on the field.
Illegal participation?
Yeah. Must had 12 on there.
They didn't take roll call? Well, they had a gain of 6 on the carry.
Yeah.
Now the referee is discussing what we want to do with it. He's talking to the... Now, was that illegal participation or there's another signal, illegal use of equipment. That's like if you don't fasten your chin strap or don't put your... They're having quite a discussion with the defenders here. They haven't marked off any penalty yardage yet. All of this is happening with 10-11 to play in the second quarter here at Louisville. 21-14 our score, the Lions leading the Fall City Tigers. Glad to have you tune in with us tonight for high school football. I'm Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. Very pleased to have Tom Bartek seated alongside me for this evening's broadcast. Tonight's game can also be heard live on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC, and you can listen anywhere around the globe. Now we're going to march off a big one. 15 yards is going to bring the football clear out across the 40-yard line to the 42, and it'll be first and 10 for the Tigers from their own 42 as they trail 21-14. Try and pick up these receivers as they come out here. Slot on the left side is Tate Wilcox. Wyatt Overding is out here, all alone in the backfield, as he has been all night, is Carson Simon.
Also out there, it looks like, is Zolkowski there for Fall City.
Jackson Strauss is the wide out left. Who's in the slot left? I can't see him across the way.
Sorry, Randy, cannot pick it up.
Now
Overding's on this side, on the near side.
He won't turn.
Number 3.
All right.
That's the race Farmer.
Okay. Farmer is in the slot on the left side. Strauss is the wideout to the left. Simon looks left. Looking down the left sideline. Looking down there for Strauss. And the pass just overthrown again down inside the 20-yard line. Strauss had about a half a step on the defender. Actually, even if that ball had been right on the money, I think the defender was probably there in position to make the defensive play.
Good coverage there by Klein on that.
Yeah, Harrison Klein's quite an athlete. He shows us that on offense, but he's a good defensive back also. So the incompletion brings up second down and 10. They bring the ball back to the 42-yard line.
Oh, we got a flag there again. I didn't see that until right now. It looks like another penalty against Louisville. It must have been roughing the passer.
And another big one. 15
wow.
more. That's back-to-back 15-yard penalties. Look at Fall City move the ball down the field. All of a sudden, we're down at the 42-yard line of Louisville, first and 10. Back-to-back 15-yarders. That's got to make the defensive people unhappy at Louisville. Simon's going to run the football. Up the middle he goes, crashing through tacklers. Got 5 yards, got 6 yards, got 7 yards. He's got the ball inside the 35-yard line. Give him a gain of 7. It'll bring up, give him 8. Second down and 2. Great Ooh. Job by Carson Simon.
He wasn't going to be stopped. Lutz on the stop there for Louisville. That's a good game there on first down.
It's a great game if you watch it through binoculars. We're not complaining, folks. I mean, they're doing the best they can. They have a very, very small press box here at Louisville. Second down and 2. Simon throws out to the right, overthrows his intended receiver just wide of the mark, and he was looking out here on the right side.
16 for Zolkowski there.
Okay, yeah, he keeps slipping into the lineup on me, and I don't have him on my spotting chart. Caleb Zolkowski is a 120-pound sophomore wide receiver, and that ball, actually, he was open. It had been there for him.
Yep.
Third down and 2 now, the ball at the 34-yard line of Louisville. Third and a long 2 for the Tigers. Carson Simon, he's got to be thinking, I can get 2 yards. Waiting for the snap. He's got the ball. He'll run with it up the middle. Simon dives forward. I think he's got it.
Yep, it looks like they're going to mark him.
Needed 2, got about 2.5 from where I'm sitting. Looks like the ball is going to be moved down to the 32-yard line. It'll be a 1st and 10 for the Tigers.
Big John Craig pulled on that play and kind of opened up a little hole there for him.
9:04 to play in the first half at Louisville. 21-14. Tigers trail, but Fall City moving the ball with aided by a couple of big 15-yard penalties.
Louisville
coming right down the field. 1st down and 10 now at the 32-yard line. Carson Simon has the snap, looking left. Simon, did he catch his receiver?
We got a flag now, it looks like, before the play.
He must have blown it dead.
Yeah, it looks like a procedure penalty.
Looks like Strauss caught the ball. He was down at about the 25, but this one time the penalty yardage goes the other way, a 5-yarder against the Tigers. Moves the football back out across the 35 to the 37-yard line, where it'll bring up 1st down and 15 yards to go now for the Tigers. Clock's at running at 8:40 to play, first half. Live from Louisville, Nebraska on an absolutely perfect September evening for high school football. Temperatures in the 70s, no wind, no rain, beautiful sunset. This is what it's about right here, Tom.
Nice, I'll say.
Carson Simon trips left this time. They reverse the roles here. Man in motion, left to right. Simon rolling right, looking over the middle. Pass complete out to the right side. And dropped at about the original line of scrimmage back out to the 32-yard line.
Wilcox there on that reception, and the stop was made by Cody Hyatt.
Tate got back the 5 yards from the penalty and maybe a half a yard more. It's going to bring up 2nd down and a long 9 now. Football near the 32-yard line is where they mark it. Tigers trying to get into this east end zone. Once in a while, you just have to step back from the broadcast and just look at your surroundings, Tom. Isn't this gorgeous?
It's beautiful up here to watch a game.
Really is. Just a beautiful evening. Trips to the right. That's the short side of the field. They're all lined up over here. Jackson Strauss is the wide out to the left. He's looking for Strauss coming across the middle. Now throws the ball, dumps it over the middle. Pass falls incomplete. Lots of pressure that time on Carson Simon. They had no less than 5 defenders. Man, who was covering all the receivers?
I know.
5 defenders down here chasing Carson Simon. He actually did well just to get rid of the darn football.
Yeah, going to bring 3rd and long here now, Randy.
3rd and a long 9, almost 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 32-yard line. The football is spotted on the near side hash mark. The wide side of the field is to the Tigers' left. Simon puts the 2 wide outs to the left side, trips right to the short side. Shotgun formation, empty backfield. Simon's going to run it right up the middle. He's hit, broke 1 tackle, then dove forward, got about 3, maybe 4 yards. He's inside the 30, down near the 29-yard line. It'll bring up 4th down and 6 yards to go now for the Tigers, 4th and 6.
Cody Lutz on the stop there. Big 4th down here for them, Randy. They got to keep pace with Louisville
it's
here.
It's really going to get dark in here.
And I picked green and black pens. Boy, it's hard to tell those apart when it's dark.
I take my eyes off the binoculars with the bright lights in the field and then try to adjust to the darkness up here to read the spotting charts. What an adventure. Carson Simon has the snap. Sets up over the middle. Passes in and out of the hands. Oh, my. His intended receiver was Jackson Strauss. Levi, or Klein was back there again. Harrison Klein, pretty decent coverage, but Strauss had a shot at it. It was just a little bit overthrown.
A little high. Going to take over downs, aren't they, at 28? Is that what you've got there?
Ball's incomplete, so it'll be first and 10 now for Louisville, working from their own 28-yard line. Near side hash mark, right side of the field to the right. Somewhere in the darkness, I have a spotting chart. Here we go. Sam All. That's Harrison Klein behind him. We can see that. Hall takes the snap. Fakes to Klein. Pitches to his trailing back, Wade Powell. Powell's has got room. 45, 40, 45, 50. And dropped just shy of the 50-yard line. Big gain, 21 yards on the carry.
Jackson Strauss over there making that touchdown-saving stop.
Yeah, Wade Powell's with a gain of 21 on the run. Moves it out midfield to the 50-yard line. Now it's on the far side hash mark. Plenty of time here for Louisville. 6:25 to play in the first half as they come over the ball. Sam All waiting for a snap. Has the ball. Gives it to Klein. Klein broke a couple of tackles. Still on his feet and running. Now he'll be wrapped up and dropped short of the first down. He's inside the 45-yard line down to near the 42. Couple of yards short. It'll bring up second down and about 8 yards to go.
Tate Wilcox came up to make that stop.
Those 200 little girls liked my call of that one. Did you hear the cheer? That was for us.
We're going to assume it was, Randy.
Second down and two at the 42-yard line. Powell's in motion. Give it to Klein. Uh-oh, he broke into the open. Klein to the 30, down inside the 25, down near the 24. Actually, they're going to say the knee touched outside the 25. At about the 26-yard line, it'll be a first and 10 for the Lions.
Jackson Strauss again in on the stop.
Basically, you've got Sam All, Harrison Klein, and Wade Powell. They have been kind of the three-headed monster back there on this offense. Powell sets to the left. Klein sets behind All. And this time they're going to throw the ball, looking down near the end zone, and the pass is complete.
Nice catch there by Sam Llewellyn.
Yeah, Llewellyn is going to be inside the 5 and dropped at about the 2-yard line. Actually, Tigers didn't have that bad a coverage.
No,
defensive back was there with him. The pass was just perfectly thrown where Llewellyn was the only guy that could get a hand on it. So now, first and goal at the 2-yard line is where they set up. With Klein behind the quarterback. All takes the snap, gives to Klein. He's hit immediately and dropped. I don't think he even got back to the line of scrimmage.
Simon came on a blitz there and looks like knocked him for a 2-yard loss on that.
Moved the ball back to the 4-yard line. Second down and goal at the 4. Loss of 2. Clock running. 4:47 to go, first half. Sam All. Klein behind him. Powell's is flanked to the left. A turn. Keeping it himself is All. All fighting down near the 1, trying to reach out for the goal line. Couldn't get there.
Be just short.
Getting 3 on the carry. And it'll bring up 3rd down and goal now at the 1-yard line.
Fields on the stop there.
For the Lions. 3rd and 1 from the 1. Sam All. Shotgun formation. Harrison Klein, the single setback. All takes a snap, gives to Klein. Oh. Klein runs the left side. They drop him at the line of scrimmage.
Wow, he ran into a wall there, didn't he?
No gain at all. They got him right at the 1-yard line, and now, all of a sudden, it's 4th and goal. They started this thing 1st and goal at the 2, and now it's 4th and goal at the 1. Not a bad defensive stand. Let's see if that Tiger line can hold up one more time.
Zane Ebel came in and made that stop.
Sam All looking over here to the bench, waiting for some instructions, saying, what do we do here on 4th and 1? Coach Chase Rasby having a long discussion with one of his running backs. Maybe they're going to use a timeout here, because if they don't, they're going to run out of time to get this playoff. They're having a long discussion. Doesn't even look like they're trying to send a play
no,
here, does it?
No, I think they just, oh, there they called it.
All right, timeout on the field with 3:20 to play in the first half, 21-14. Louisville leads it. When we're back, the Lions will have the ball, fourth and goal at the 1 yard line, right after this on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek, back with you in Louisville. Tom, you got some scoring updates for us.
I do have some updates. Looks like Sacred Hearts increased their lead to 44-6. 5 minutes to go, I'm assuming, before half on that. And Auburn has a 20-0 lead at half. Ryan Dixon has 3 touchdowns in that game.
All right, here at Louisville, it's fourth down and goal from the 1 yard line. Louisville with the football down at the Tiger 1. Louisville up 21-14. Same formation we've seen. Shotgun formation for Sam All. Waiting for his snap from center on fourth and goal. All's going to run the football, rolls right. He'll carry it in, standing up for the touchdown. Boy, you're right, I can't see up there anymore.
Wow.
Okay, a 1 yard touchdown run by Sam Hall, and that comes with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Our score now goes 27-14. We'll have the try for the kick. All is 3-for-3 tonight on extra points. Sam Llewellyn to hold. Sam Hall to kick. Ball is down. Hall's kick is on the way. It's got the length, and it's good. And our score goes 28-14. Louisville on top with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time for another scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. The scoring drive for Louisville took 8 plays, covered 72 yards, capped by a 1 yard quarterback keeper by Sam All. All added the conversion on the kick. The score now goes 28-14. Louisville on top with 3:14 to play here in the first half. The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. I knew there's a reason I did my memory work here. You're not going to read much up here in the dark. Here's the kick, and it's an end-over-ender. Who's got it? Oh, bobbled at the 5. Picked up at the 5, out to the 10, the 15, and dropped at the 15. Was that Wilcox?
Yes, it was Wilcox.
Now, Wilcox down deep. He bobbled that one for a minute, then gathered his wits and picked up the ball and got a 10-yard return on it, got it out to the 15. The Tigers have got time to do something with this yet. 3:06 to play here.
I think this is a pretty important drive that they try to get something on the board here before half,
what
Randy.
What you don't want to do is give Louisville another chance with the football before halftime.
You're right.
28-14, Tigers have battled back here in this one, but what an adventure we're seeing. Came for a football game and got an air show. There we go. Carson Simon. Timeout taking Louisville with 3:06 to play first half. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country farming superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek, back with you here at Louisville. 3:06 to play in the first half, 28-14. Louisville Lions leading the Fall City Tigers. And Tom's got that little magic box in his shirt pocket that has all these football scores on it. Now it's a flashlight.
I tell you what, I've had to resort to flashlight to be able to see our charts here, Randy.
You know, Tom, we've been doing this for some years. Years ago, if I'd have told you you'd have something in your pocket that would do all those things. All right, here come the Tigers over the ball, first and 10 at the 15-yard line. Carson Simon, flags fly, whistles sound before the play even unfolds. Tigers put a man in motion this time. One of the trips out here on the right was coming around right to left, and they call him for illegal procedure. That'll cost him 5 yards and put the ball back to the 10-yard line. It'll be first down and 15 now, working from the 10. Wyatt Oberding, Kiefer Adams, Jackson Strout, Tate Wilcox, and Race Farmer. Those are the receivers that are out there at the moment. And I wish there was some consistency in the set, but there really isn't. The only thing that's really consistent there is we do see most of the time Jackson Strout is wide out to the left side of the field. They've even crossed that up on me a couple of times. All right. Strauss is wide out to the left, back to pass. Pass is out here intended on the left side, falls incomplete. And
looks like 16 was the intended target there. It's Zulkowski.
Yeah, Zulkowski once again. He's been getting in there. I think he comes in occasionally and replaces Wilcox.
Hyatt on the coverage there.
They're bringing plays in from the side using those wide receivers. And here comes the Coltrane. We'll get at least 5 or 6 of those throughout the course. I'm only surprised that we're not down in the red zone when he comes through. Carson Simon calling his count. Back to pass, rolling right. Now he's under pressure. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked and dropped back at the 6-yard line. Just no place to go. Good coverage downfield. He had two receivers down to get down this right sideline, and they were both well covered by the defensive backs, and Simon just didn't have any place to go with the football.
Cash Beesterfield made the stop there. We're going backwards, Randy.
Now you start to worry about giving the Lions another possession before halftime. We're down to 2:35 to play in the first half. Tigers facing third down and about 19 yards to go, almost 20, from their own 5-yard line. Simon trips right, 2 wide outs left. Strauss is the wide receiver to the left side. It's an empty backfield, as it has been all night. Oh, a little inside handoff. Oh, reverse. Now they throw it back.
Oh,
pass going to be intercepted. Harrison Klein for the touchdown.
Oh.
Harrison Klein took that ball at the 10-yard line. Fall City tried to run a little trickery there. They did a little double reverse trying to throw it back, and Harrison Klein comes up with the interception.
Yeah, he did not even see Klein there.
No. An INT from 10 yards out, and that score comes, let me see the light just for a minute here, with 2:10 to play in the second quarter. An INT by Harrison Klein carried in from 10 yards out, and suddenly it's 34-14. That's after the Tigers had come back and tied things up at 14 when they got down 14-6.
Wow. He had Simon open up that left side there.
All in to kick. Sam Llewellyn to hold. Llewellyn's hold is down. All's kick is up. Kick is good. And the score now goes 35-14 with All's kick. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
He's on the 30. He's on the 20. He's on the 10. It's a touchdown.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time for yet another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap. A short one here, a pass interception by Harrison Klein from the 10-yard line. Carried it in for the touchdown. Sam All kicked the conversion, and our score moves to 35-14. Louisville on top here now at Louisville. The Lions getting set to kick it away. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. What did you say the halftime was out there at Valley a minute ago? You said Auburn was up big, 20 to nothing?
20 to nothing. And I got just another quick update, 52 to 6 now for Sacred Heart.
Send them a text and ask them who they're playing.
Okay. Well,
see what they tell us here. I'm sorry, I don't have the schedule in front of me tonight. And too many things going in this old man's brain at once here. At the ball at the 40, ready to kick it away. End over ender. Going to be fielded by Wilcox at the 15. Left side 20, 25, taken out of bounds across the 25 at about the 27. And that's where they'll start with the football, first and 10 at their own 27-yard line, this time with 2:05 left to play in the first half, trailing now 35-14 to the Louisville Lions. Tom and I are high above the field on the rooftop. I might say this is a three-story building that we're on here. We're on the rooftop of a three-story building.
And it's getting dark up here, Randy.
It's dark up here. We're high enough that the field lights don't put a lot of illumination on any of our spotting charts. Carson Simon goes to the left. Pass complete. Jackson Strauss. Strauss squirts out across the 25 near the 26-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 7 on that reception. Should bring up second down and around 3 yards to go.
Quick comment there. Sacred Heart is playing Need tonight, Randy.
Need, okay. There. Yeah, that's what Troy Nelson just told me. We're playing Need. Thanks, Troy. All right. Quarterback, Carson Simon, on second down and 2, has the snap. Pressure coming. Oh, he's going to throw deep for Jackson Strauss behind the coverage. Pass is going to be incomplete. Batted away at the last minute. Jackson Strauss was all the way down at the 25-yard line. I believe that was Klein back there on the coverage again.
It was Klein. They've been in a battle all night.
Well,
I thought Strauss might grab that there.
Jackson Strauss is a good little receiver, but Harrison Klein is one heck of a defensive back.
Yeah.
And did well. Hope you don't run out of battery there.
That's my concern, Randy, or we're in trouble.
Our only source of illumination is Tom's cell phone, and that's only because I have no idea how to turn the flashlight on. Maybe I'll have you work on that at halftime.
I think we might need it.
Third down and 2 at the 35-yard line. Simon throws to the left. First down catch is made by Strauss across the 40. Fights his way out to the 42-yard line, enough for a first down, but the clock is down to a minute 16 to play here in the first half. Again, the score 35-14 if you're just tuning in. Louisville scored on their first two running plays of the evening from 58 yards out and from 70 yards out. Really haven't looked back much. Fall City managed to battle back and tie it at 14. It's been pretty much all Louisville since then. First down and 10 for the Tigers at the 42-yard line. Carson Simon has the snap. Carson Simon downfield, overthrows his intended receiver, looking over the middle that time, trying to pick him up here when he turns to back this way.
I think that's Tate, isn't it? 28.
Yeah, Wilcox was the intended receiver. That's right. I know it's an exaggeration, but it feels like we're watching the game from Weeping Water. Second down and 10 at the 42-yard line. Trips right, 2 to the left, Wilcox and Strauss to the left. Back to pass, looking right. Pass is going to be in and out of the hands. Boy, the receiver had that one on his fingertips.
It was 84 of Kiefer Adams there.
Adams, just a freshman, 160-pounder. Lots of underclassmen being forced into action here tonight. Ball City kind of, how would you describe it? Came limping into the game.
They sure did. They're pretty banged up.
There's been a number of names you haven't heard us call. Obviously, with the HIPAA things, we don't discuss individual injuries and individual, but you folks have been knowing the names you haven't heard tonight. There's 5 or 6 pretty significant football names on this team that are not even in uniform tonight. Nothing real serious, I don't believe. Just an accumulation of off-the-field injuries, on-the-field injuries, auto accidents, sickness. A little of everything. Here's a pass over the middle. It's going to be complete. Out across the midfield, across the 45, down into the territory of the Lions. Caught there by Jackson Strauss. He puts it all the way to the 42-yard line. Little slant pattern from left to right over the middle, and they found Strauss in the middle open. Nice throw.
That was a nice pitch and catch there. Looks like timeout there.
38 seconds to play first half. Timeout taken, Tigers. We're back in half a minute. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Now they're dancing the Macarena down here, all these little cheerleaders at Louisville tonight. 38 seconds left to play in the first half. Tigers trail 35-14. Fall City has the football, first and 10 at the 42-yard line of Louisville. Carson Simon is the quarterback, same formation we've described all night, a spread set, empty backfield. Simon rolling right. Here comes all kinds of pressure. Looking upfield, he's in trouble, and he'll be knocked out of bounds after a short gain. Looks like he got the ball across the 40, a gain of about 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage is at the 38-yard line.
Knocked out of bounds there by Beasterfield.
That stops the clock with 32 seconds to play. Boy, the Tigers would like to put something on the board here before halftime. Trailing 35-14.
That would sure give him a little shot in the arm going into half.
Ball is on the near hash mark now. The wide side of the field is to Carson Simon's left. That's where he's got Jackson Strauss stretched out there to the left side. Simon, in the gun, has the snap. Looking to his right this time. Pressure coming again. Has to turn it upfield. Dumps it back over the middle, and the pass falls incomplete. You know what? Just sitting down there and open for just a minute was Wyatt Oberding. Wyatt did a good job of working himself open in the middle. The ball was just underthrown, and it's tough to throw off balance with two big guys chasing.
That's exactly right. Throwing back across the field like that was tough for Carson. Couldn't get anything on it.
But Wyatt Oberding, he did a good job of getting himself open. He had come back in, and you notice he knew where he was at, too, because he was set up about a yard beyond the first down marker. So that was a heads-up play by the receiver. 26 seconds to play now in the first half. Third down and about 6 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 38-yard line. Carson Simon has the snap. Over the middle. Pass complete. Jackson Strauss should be enough for a first down. He's just outside the 30 at about the 31-yard line. Timeout taken Fall City with 21 seconds to play here in the first half. And again, we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek, back with you in Louisville. 21 seconds to play in the first half of our ball game. Your Fall City Tigers are trailing the Lions 35-14. A big welcome to all of our listeners in the Louisville School District, listening in online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you tuned in. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. First and 10 now from the 31-yard line of Louisville. Tigers football, Fall City running out of time here in this first half. Simon has the snap. Simon sets. He's got some time. Throws it out to the right. Pass is going to be complete. Now stepping out of bounds, just shy of the first down yardage.
Keeper Adams, okay. 84.
For once I could see the jersey number, then I couldn't see the chart to look it up.
Ball's on the stop there to knock him out.
Yeah, he's about a yard short of the first down. The line of scrimmage now is near the 23-yard line. Good job of getting out of bounds and stopping the clock there. 14 seconds to go. Carson Simon looking left, looking for Strauss. Wants to throw. Now throwing. Oh, he's going to throw to the deep end down at the 5-yard line. That's Wilcox, I think.
Let's see. That was Farmer, number
Farmer.
Three there.
Okay, Race Farmer. Wilcox had been lining up over there. This time they put Farmer on the left side. Pass falls incomplete with 8 seconds to play. Third down and a yard to go. Line of scrimmage at the 22-yard line. Third and one at the 22. Nearside Hashmore.
Got to try to go to the end zone here on this. 8 seconds left. Maybe they can get two plays out of it.
Carson Simon will fire it down there and see what he can do. Okay, Farmer's in the slot to the left this time then out there with Strauss back to pass. Simon over the middle. Oh, receiver's tripped up, intercepted. Pass is intercepted. That's Harrison Klein, and Harrison Klein's going to get dropped at the 18-yard line.
Yep.
I don't see any flags here. The receiver got his legs tangled up with the defender, and they fell to the ground, and then Klein got the interception. Time will expire. That'll be the end of the first half. So here at the half, the Louisville Lions are leading the Fall City Tigers. Our halftime score, Louisville 35, Fall City 14. We'll take a two-minute timeout. And then we'll be back with the Arm Rooster Motors Company halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Louisville. Our halftime score 35-14. The Louisville Lions leading the Falls City Tigers. It's time now for the Armbruster Motor Company halftime scoring recap. Armbruster Motor Company offering many makes of vehicles, including Chevrolet, Buick, Chrysler. Always choose them for your maintenance and repair needs. All right, the scoring. Well, after taking the opening kickoff, it took just one play for Louisville to get on the board, a one-play, 58-yard run on a quarterback keeper by Sam Hall, and it was 7-0, and we'd only played 19 seconds, 11:41 to go first quarter. Tigers came back with their new offense, the spread set, put together a 12-play, 61-yard drive that was capped by a 2-yard touchdown carry by Carson Simon. Conversion attempt failed, and the Tigers had pulled back to within one. They trailed 7-6. Then with 6:38 to play in the first quarter, again on a second possession, a one-play drive. This one went 70 yards. Wade Powell's on a run for the touchdown. Keep in mind they had ran two plays and they already had 128 yards and two touchdowns rushing. All kicked the conversion and it was 14-6. Louisville up by 8. Tigers came battling back once again. 4:47 to play first quarter. They put together a 3-play, 42-yard drive after a nice pass interception by Jackson Strauss. Carson Simon capped the drive with a 1-yard touchdown carry. Simon then carried in for the 2-point conversion, and we were tied at 14 all. From then on, however, it's been all Louisville with 10:30 to go in the second quarter. Harrison Klein capped a 7-play, 51-yard drive with a 6-yard touchdown run Ball's kick made it 21-14. Then with 3:14 to go in the first half, Sam All on a one-yard run. That capped an eight-play, 72-yard drive. All's kick made it 28-14. And then with just 2:10 to go here in the first half, an intercepted pass by Harrison Klein at the 10-yard line. It was a pick six, took it in for the touchdown. All's kick made it 35-14. And that's where we stand at the half here at Louisville. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, send it back to Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer. Aaron, we'd like to have 2 minutes of sponsor information. Let's have an update on our local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, weather, and two, and then we'll come back with more of our halftime show. That's what's coming up. 35-14, your halftime score here at the Louisville. We'll be back on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dolman. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy here across the region. We'll see a low dropping to around 59. Saturday brings us high temperatures into the upper 80s under abundant sunshine, and then the outlook for your Saturday night calls for clear skies and a low falling to around 63. On Sunday, abundant sunshine across the region. Highs make it up to around 87 with a clear night ahead for your Sunday night and a low falling to around 67. By next Monday, we'll look for a chance of scattered showers and storms developing mainly for the afternoon, otherwise sunny. Highs top off at around 86 with shower and storm chances for your Monday night, partly cloudy, and a low falling to around 54. By Tuesday, quiet weather returns under plenty of blue skies and sunshine. Highs around 71, plenty of sunshine for Wednesday. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, it's 75.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Armand City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Armand City Supply, we take good care of you.
Armand City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Louisville, Nebraska, where it's halftime. The Falls City Tigers trailing the Louisville Lions. Our halftime score 35-14. Scoring update here, Thayer Central and Johnson County Central tied at zero after one quarter. Thanks for the update on that one. What else you got there?
I've got Johnson Brock is ahead 38-20 at halftime, and Auburn is up 20-6 after three quarters.
I believe this is Sacred Heart, 52-6 at the half.
Yes, that is.
That's over Mead. So the Irish are rolling. Big wins. You know, after they went out and handled BDS, I thought, well, Doug's got them going, and apparently he does right now. So we're going to have time to take another little break here. Before we do, though, we want to talk just a little bit about football coming up tomorrow here on KTNC. Everybody knows the big matchup that we've been thinking about for years, the Oklahoma Sooners and Nebraska Cornhuskers. 11 o'clock tomorrow in Norman, Oklahoma, live coverage here on KTNC. Our good friends Greg Sharp, Matt Davison with the call for you. Our pregame show will begin at 9 a.m. and then kickoff is shortly after 11. You'll hear it live here on KTNC. Next week, get the light out, Tom.
Nope.
We've got football for you next Friday night, and we'll take a look at it here. Tom's trying to figure out how to turn the light on. All right. Coming up next week, we'll have Falls City Sacred Heart on the road at Johnson Brock. Troy Nelson will join me for the broadcast on that. That'll be here on KTNC over on Sunny 101.3, Johnson County Central. We'll travel to HTRS. John Nixon and Lucas Rusher will have that one. Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central taking on the HTRS Titans. That'll be on Sunny next Friday night. That's what's coming up. Right now, we're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout and be back with more of our halftime after this two-minute break. You're listening to Falls City Tigers football on KTNC.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Tom Barczak, back with you in Louisville. It's halftime. The Fall City Tigers trailing the Louisville Lions 35-14. And while we've got a minute here, we'll just discuss a little bit about our situation. Tom and I are on the rooftop next to the air conditioning unit on top of Louisville High School. It's a three-story building. We're high above the football field. We're some distance off from the field, but with binoculars, we got a pretty good view of it. The one thing that I hadn't considered when I knew we were going to, we've got a table up here, we've got chairs, we brought a jacket. One thing I hadn't considered is the fact that we're so high up here that the football field lights don't illuminate any of our paperwork or our spotting charts. So we're kind of literally in the dark.
We are. Thank goodness for a cell phone and the help of Silas over here with a battery-operated light also. So
Silas, you're famous now. He comes up with a light here for us. But anyway, a bit of an awkward situation, but we're going to continue and get you the good broadcast here. The scores that we've got from around the area, the last thing we had was Auburn was leading Douglas County West 20-0 at halftime. That game is live tonight over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon has the call for you. I was reminiscing with Tom here just a moment ago about these rooftop situations like this. Tom, I got into one of these at Syracuse several years ago, and about midway through the second quarter, it started snowing. And then at halftime, it started snowing hard. And then in the third quarter, it started blowing. And by the fourth quarter, we literally had to shovel the snow off of the lid of the doorway to get into the press box down from the roof to get out of there. We were drifted in on top of the press box. It was quite an evening. We were ready to go, and now I look up, and they put another 3 minutes up on the clock here for this extended halftime. So that's going to give us time for another two-minute break. We'll see if Aaron Wisdom is still with us back there. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to Tiger Football on KTNC.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Tom, I'm sure the defensive coordinator for Louisville had an extensive whiteboard session at halftime about the defense against this spread set. Wouldn't it be funny to come out now and line up in the eye? Here we go, back deep. Jackson Strauss on the far side. Wilcox on the near side. Tate Wilcox. All is going to handle the kickoff. He comes forward, and here's his kick. Wilcox is going to field the football at the 10, to the 15. He's out to the 20, 25, to 30, 35, 40, midfield 50. At the 45, broke a tackle there, the 40. Down to the 30 and caught from behind inside the 25-yard line. Tate Wilcox, what a job by the freshman, 145-pound freshman, with returning the opening kickoff from the 10-yard line all the way down to the 23-yard line, a 67-yard return down to the 23.
Wow.
I had somebody ask me one time, how do you know that's a 67? 10, 23, got it, 33, take it from 100, it was a 67-yard.
There you go. Walker Porter in on that stop there for Louisville, saving a touchdown on
very
that.
Very wise play-by-play announcer in Nebraska City taught me that trick 50 years ago. Thank you, Warren Copenhaver. All right, first and 10 for the Tigers. Keeping it as Carson Simon running to the left, and he'll get a couple. Looks like he's got it down to the 21-yard line. My mentor, Warren Copenhaver at KNCY in Nebraska City back in the early to mid-70s. I worked a lot of games with him, and Cope taught me a lot of tricks. Some of them we can't talk about on the air.
Alex Luder made the stop there for Louisville.
Second down and 8 yards to go. The football marked just outside the 20 at about the 21-yard line. Carson Simon. The two wide out to the left once again. Simon looks over the defensive set. He has the snap. Rolling right, looking right. Wants to throw. Now in trouble. Going to run with the football. Turns it upfield. Broke a tackle. Biting down near the first down marker. He may have picked up a first down on the scramble.
Wow. Beasterfield made the stop. That was a good move there by Simon. It looked like he was going to get stopped for no gain, and he just kind of did a dipsy-do and went by him.
Boy, after that great kickoff return by Tate Wilcox, the Tigers really need on that return and get some points here early in this second half, trailing 35-14. Looks like he's just shy of the first down. Third down and short. The line of scrimmage now around the 14-yard line, third and less than a yard from the 14 for Carson Simon. Simon calling his cadence. He has the snap, runs to his left. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Fought forward to try and get back to the line of scrimmage. Did not get there. He was hit almost as soon as the football arrived, and he lost about a half a yard. So now it's going to be fourth down and a big long yard from just inside the 15-yard line. Tigers need this first down. It goes without saying.
Yes, they do. Louisville sent a couple blitzers on that. Boy, they got to him.
Well, they may come after him again, expecting him to run with the football. Maybe they'll go wide with it this time. Simon has the snap. No, he's going to throw. Throws it out to the left over the middle, and
incomplete.
Oh, my. Tigers turn it over on downs at the 14-yard line, and that's a big stop. After giving up that huge kickoff return to Tate Wilcox, the Tigers come down here and get stopped by this Lions defense and turn it over on downs at the 14-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Louisville. Actually, they'll say they'll start at their own 15. You mark it ahead on the middle of the field, right between the hash marks, first and 10 Lions. Quarterback is Sam All. This is the same formation we saw throughout the first half with Harrison Klein in the backfield behind him. He gives it to Klein. Klein just bulls his way forward for 5, maybe 6 yards, out across the 20 to about the 21-yard line goes Harrison Klein.
Looked like 79. Kemper Foster made the stop.
You know, Harrison Klein is listed 170-pound running back, senior. He runs a lot bigger than that, doesn't he?
He runs hard.
Yeah.
And he's fast.
He really does. Klein, again, the single back lined up behind Sam All, the quarterback. Waiting for the snap. Man in motion. They give it to Klein. Klein hit as he took the handoff and dropped after a short gain, but stopped short of the first down.
See who's getting up off the pile there. Looks like Brewer on the stop there from Falls City.
Ball now at the 24-yard line. Third down and one at the 24 for the Lions. 9:25 to play, third period here in Louisville. Long ball game with all the passing by the Tigers.
Oh, sure has been, Randy.
Third and short for Sam All and his offense. Calling the cadences All. Turns, gives it to Klein. He's got running room, first down yardage, and then some. Easily carries the football out to the 29-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Lions. High school football coming your way tonight on KTNC, Fall City, Nebraska, AM 1230, FM 107.1. Living in the Fall City area, you haven't tuned over to Try 107.1, check that out sometime. Nice, clean, crisp FM signal. Same programming as you hear on 1230 AM. Back to pass. All dumps it over the middle. Oh, underthrew his intended receiver. He was looking for Quincy Trent. Boy, the scary part is all the real estate that Trent had in front of him on this right sideline.
Wilcox was up on him pretty quick, though. He had to get rid of that more before he wanted to.
Yeah, they got enough pressure on the quarterback that if he'd have been able to get it out here to Quint, Quint would have had a lot of running room. And we've seen a lot of running room tonight on a couple of occasions. Clock stops for the incompletion. 8:48 to play in the third period. Again, 35-14 your score. Lions lead it. Lions with the football. Second down and 10. All keeps it himself. Now pitches back to his trailing back. I think that's Powell's. He gets driven out of bounds across the 30, out to about the 32-yard line. He'll have a gain of 2 on the carry.
Simon came up for that stop. He was up quick. Knock him out of bounds.
That'll bring up third down and 8 yards to go. So here's a big third down play coming up for the Tiger defense. See what they can do with it. Again, a beautiful evening for high school football in Louisville tonight. Temperatures in the 70s, they tell us. Feels a little cooler than that up here. At least the wind's not blowing. No rain, that's the important thing.
Yes.
All right, rolling to his left is All. All going to keep the football. He'll be taken down. Nice ankle tackle there. Drops short of the first down yardage. Going to mark it at about the 28-yard line. Fourth down and a long yard to go from the 28.
Zane Ebel stopped him a few yards short. He had a big fourth down. What are they going to do here, Randy?
He needs a yard and a half here. I'm not so sure. I'm up 35-14. Wouldn't you just punt it away?
I would think so.
Doesn't look like it.
No, it doesn't.
They're going to line up and go for it. Must feel good about their defense. Fourth down, yard and a half to go. The line of scrimmage, 38-yard line. Sam All in the gun, has the snap. Gives to Klein. He's got the first down up the middle with a yard to spare. Across the 40 out to the 41-yard line. I'm impressed with Harrison Klein, both offensively and defensively tonight here. Harrison just flat out getting it done for the Lions.
Yes, he is. Carson Simon made that stop, but not before first down.
Sometimes I wish folks could look through the radio and see us here. Tom seated at a white folding table to my left, hunched over his little chart with his cell phone for a light, working in the dark. First down and 10 at the 41-yard line. Coming to the left with it is All. He keeps the football, turns the corner, midfield 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. From the 41-yard line, a 59-yard touchdown run, and yet another huge run here. This one from 59 yards out for Sam All, the QB, and Sam's had a big night here as he took that one. They really put together the big runs here. That score comes with 7:24 to play here in the third quarter. They'll line up for the two-point conversion. For the single conversion, All to kick. The ball in the hole, ball's down, kick is up, and the kick is once again good. Our score goes 42-14 with 7:24 to play in the third period. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That scoring drive took 7 plays, covered 86 yards, capped by a 59-yard quarterback keeper by Sam All. All kicked the conversion. The score now goes 42-14 with 7:24 to play in the third period. Again, this recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. 7:24 to go, third quarter, 42-14. Tigers are out there ready to get their hands on the football. To say it's been a night of big plays is an understatement. The first play from scrimmage went 58 yards for a touchdown. Their second play from scrimmage went 70 yards for a touchdown. And now a minute ago they had a 59-yard touchdown. Big plays have been a big part of this ball game.
Yes, they have, Randy.
Sam All, Mr. Do Everything, quarterback, kicker, extra point. He has it teed up to kick it away. And here's his kick. This time it's going to be fielded by one of the up men who brings it out across the 30, the 35, the 40. Across the 40, the 45, out to the 48 yard line.
That's Ray Farmer.
Farmer got it that time. He was lined up here on the near sideline as a short man. The ball came to him. Farmer did a good job of breaking a couple of tackles on the left sideline and got the football out to the 48-yard line. So that's back-to-back really nice kickoff returns on the part of the Tigers. Wilcox a while ago had a 67-yarder.
And they got nothing out of it, unfortunately.
So they start this drive at the 48-yard line. Let's see if the Tigers can capitalize this time. They reverse their normal set this time. The trips are on his left. And the two wideouts are to the right this time. Quarterback, Carson Simon, rolling right. There's the receiver. Now he ducks it and runs. Brings it forward. Boy, Simon just bulldozes over people. He should have been tackled at the 50-yard line, and he took that would-be tackler another couple of yards. We've got a player injured on the field on the far side. One of the Tigers is down, so we've got a timeout taken. Gain on the play of 6 yards. It'll be second down and four when we return after this 30-second timeout. On KTNC.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest full hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tate Wilcox, the player, shaken up. The good news is he got up and left the field under his own steam here. So apparently nothing serious. We certainly hope not. When play is resumed, it'll be the Tigers football. They'll have it second down, 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 47-yard line of Louisville. 7:02 to play, third period. 42-14 our score. The Lions lead it. Trips right, two wideouts left for Carson Simon. Empty backfield. Simon in the gun. Has the snap, looks to his left. Over the middle. Jackson Strauss off his fingertips. Covered by Harrison Klein down inside the 40. Would have been enough for a first down. Strauss just not quite able to pull it down. On a couple of those occasions, the pass is thrown just a little bit behind Strauss, and he's happened to reach back behind
yep.
his head.
Yep.
And again, that's not criticism of Carson Simon. He's been forced into this role as the passing game here. He was a running back until a few minutes ago. Third down and a long 4 yards to go. Simon's going to run with the football. He says, this is what I know how to do.
Yep.
There he goes. Inside the 40, gain on the play of about 8 yards. First and 10, Tigers. They're going to mark the football at the 39-yard line. Good job running the ball by Carson Simon.
Yeah, he seems a little more comfortable having that ball tucked in and running, doesn't he, Randy?
That's for sure. All right, the ball is going to be marked at the 39-yard line. Next week, the Sacred Heart Irish travel to Johnson to take on Johnson Brock. You'll hear it live here on KTNC. Troy Nelson will join me for the broadcast. On first and 10 for the Tigers. At the 39-yard line, Simon with the snap. He'll run it. Run all the way this time. Broke a tackle at the 30. Inside the 30. Down near the 25-yard line, Carson Simon. A big 15-yard gain on the play. Puts it all the way down to just outside the 15-yard line. And the Tigers, you know, really, for putting this offense together, you know, on the spur of the moment because of all the injuries and players that are out, the offense hasn't executed very all that badly.
I agree.
They've had some success.
Yes, sir. Sam Llewellyn in on the stop there on that last play.
First and 10 at the 25-yard line for Simon. As he waits for the snap, he'll run it to his left. Simon broke a tackle. He's on his feet. Still on his feet at the 15. It's spinning inside the 15. He'll have another first down, I believe.
He's shifty, isn't he, Randy?
Yeah, does a good job. He avoided two or three would-be tacklers in the open field there. He's a hard guy to bring down in the open field.
Yes, he is. Big, strong kid.
All right, the ball is now marked. Yes, it is. It's a first down just inside the 15-yard line. We're going to call it officially the 14. Left side hash mark, first and goal at the 14. 5:39 to play, third quarter. Been a long football game with all the passing. That first half was a long one. Trips left, two wideouts right. Quarterback, Simon. On first and 10, Simon has a snap. Going to throw it over the middle. Pass in and out of the hands of the receivers. That's Strauss coming across there.
No, that was number 12. That was Isaac Frederick.
Frederick in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Another New Jersey showed up on us. Frederick had that thing on his fingertips, just could not quite gather it in. He had a defensive back all over
him. All over him, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good coverage on Frederick. All right, they'll bring it back out to the 15-yard line, just inside the 15. Second down and 10. Now they're starting to run some more new numbers in there on me. Simon has the snap. He'll run it up the middle. Simon, he's having fun here on his feet, still busting forward. Wants to get down near another first down.
Be darn close. Might be just a bit shy.
Stop just short of the 5-yard line. It'll be third down, less than a yard to go. Third and less than one. The ball is just outside the 5. 4:54 to go, third quarter, 42-14. Tigers down, trying to punch another one in here. Let's see what they can do with it on third down and less than a yard. In the shotgun, the trips to the right. Spread set. Straight ahead goes Simon. He's going to go in for the touchdown.
Bulls his way on in there, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
A 5-yard touchdown carry. I need the light over here, my friend.
There you go.
5 yards by Carson Simon as he took that one in for the TD. The score comes with 4 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the third quarter. And that makes it 42-20. And now they're going to line up to go for two here. Plays and yards on that one?
8 and 52.
All right. Simon lines him up for to go for two. He's back to pass. He's looking to his left into the end zone. Has time. Now dumps it over the middle.
Oh.
Pass is going to be complete. Who got it? Strauss?
Strauss did.
Yep. Jackson Strauss makes a reception. 42-22 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time now for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That Tiger scoring drive took 8 plays, covered 52 yards. It was capped by a 5-yard run by Carson Simon. Simon then threw a pass complete to Jackson Strauss for the 2-point conversion, and that pulls the Tigers back within 20 at 42-22 with 4:32 left to play here in the third quarter at Louisville. So now the Tigers line up and get set to kick it away. Ogden will have the ball teed up at the 40 to kick it off for Fall City. I would expect to see Harrison Klein back there. We'll have to put glasses on it.
Klein's back there along with... Ooh.
13,
that'd be Daniel Hefner.
Problem is now, even when we can figure out what their jersey number is, we can't see our spotting card up front in the door. You know what? I'm having fun. We should stop just complaining and have a good time. That's what we're doing. Onside.
Oh.
Ball is loose, bounced around at the 40, and it's going to go out of bounds. Tigers were down there. They tried an onside kick here on Louisville. Why not? Pull out all the stops.
Sure.
Try a little bit of everything here. It went out of bounds at the 40-yard line when they tried the onside. The clock shows 4:32 to play in the third quarter. We're live tonight in Louisville, Nebraska. If you make the trip up Highway 50 occasionally to go into Omaha, you look off your right when you come down around the bend approaching the Platte River Bridge. That's where we are, the football field off there on the south side. I believe we can almost see that Platte River Bridge from here.
Yes, you can.
They'll spot the ball after they mark off the yardage here for going out of bounds out at the 44. And that's where Louisville will start, first and 10, from their own 44-yard line with Sam all at the controls. They don't change it much. Harrison Klein lines up behind him. Same usual characters here, usual suspects. All takes a snap, gives to Klein. Klein gets a yard or two. He fights his way across the 45 out to about the 46-yard line.
Wrestled down by Fields.
That's where they'll mark it. Call it a gain of 2 second down, a long 7, almost 8 yards to go now. Clock continues to tick away here. 42-22. Tigers aren't going away. They just keep battling back here.
They are. They're showing some real good guts in this
game
here.
Sam Hall puts Llewellyn out here to the right side this time as a wide out to the right. Flanker to the right is going to be Quincy Trent. Hall calling his count. Long count at the line. Man comes in motion, pitches back to Powell. Powell tries to turn the corner here at the right. He's out at the 50, taken out of bounds hard at about the 47-yard line. He may be just a shade shy of the first. Oh, they're going to give him a very favorable spot. Oh, my. Yeah, I thought he was a good yard short, but they're going to give him the first down. He must have reached out with the ball.
Had to.
Yeah.
Zane Ebel on the stop there for Fall City.
Powell's been watching the NFL here. Now we got an official, timeout
taking Fall City.
3:41 to play here in the third period. 42-32 our score. The Tigers take timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lender set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our buddy Troy Nelson has passed along a final here. Tom, what do you got?
I got the Irish up 66-12 as the final score.
66-12 over the Meade Raiders. Congratulations to Doug Golds, the Sacred Heart Irish. Another big win tonight for the Green People. All right, here we go. First and 10, Louisville at the 46-yard line of the Tigers. Sam All puts a man in motion. Gives to Powell's this time. Powell's was lined up back there in place of Harrison Klein. They changed it up on me. That's the first time all night, I think, that Powell's was lined up in that running back spot.
Well, I think, Randy, that 8 looks a lot like, that 9 looks a lot like an 8, but I think that was Cody Hyatt on the run there, number 8.
Oh, they do have an 8 in
there. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Hyatt on the carry. Gain on the play of 5, puts the ball down to the 40-yard line of the Tigers. Second down and 5 yards to go. So is that Hyatt back there now?
It is.
Okay, Hyatt lines up behind Sam All.
They got Powell, that left wing over there.
Waiting for a snap. They're just letting the time run down here. Trying to take time off the clock here. Hand the ball into the middle. That's that Hyatt.
Yep.
And he's going to have first down yardage. Fights his way inside the 35, down to the 34-yard line.
Look at Brewer on the stop there for Fall City.
First down and 10 yards to go for the Lions. I catch myself wanting to say Detroit once in a while there. Just the Lions.
It's like Hyatt coming off the field there. He looks like maybe he got banged up a little bit, Randy.
So put Klein back there again?
It looks like they moved number...
Klein's at a flanker to the right.
Yeah,
side
they've
now.
Got Powell's back there now.
Okay. And they're just deliberately letting this clock run all the way down, the play clock, before snapping it. They're trying to shorten the game here with this lead. All fakes a handoff, sets in the pocket, going to dump it over the middle, overthrows his intended receiver, Harrison Klein. Klein ran right over the defensive back there on the coverage, but it served its purpose. He couldn't get to the football, and the pass falls incomplete. And it'll bring up second down and 10. You're telling me Cody Hyatt, he's a 155-pound sophomore.
But yeah, but he's on the bench now. It looks like they're checking him out. He got hit there, and they came out a little bit little woozy, it looked like.
Yeah, I got Harrison Klein back at running back now again. Sam All is the quarterback. Second down and 10. Fake the handoff. All keeps it himself. He'll be hit and dropped after about a yard gain. Got it inside the 35, down to the 34.
Helmick on the stop there for Fall City.
Third down and 9 yards to go coming up for Louisville. Yeah, they're up here 42-22, and they're very aware of the time. They're having the referee count off the ticks on the play clock back there and giving them the five-second warning. They're making sure they use every bit of their allotted time between plays here to
try to shorten this up a little bit, aren't they?
That clock running. I'll vote for that.
Yes.
Here we go. Third down, a long 8, 34-yard line. This is a line of scrimmage for Sam All. Again, watching the referee, waiting for it. They're just all going to stand there. There's the five-second warning. They go in motion. All keeps it himself. Runs left. Doesn't have a pitch, man. He's got room. He's at the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he'll take it for a touchdown.
34-yard.
34-yard touchdown run for Sam All. Sam's had a big night. He'll remember this one for a while. This score coming with a minute and 19 seconds to play in the third quarter pushes our score now to 48-22. Sam All. He'll kick it. Llewellyn to hold. Sam Llewellyn holds. Sam All kicks. He's had a lot of practice tonight. He's hit 6 of them. 6 for 6. Looking for a 7th one right here. Waiting for the snap. There's the kick. Plenty of length, and again, right up the middle. And our score now, 49-22. Louisville on top with a minute 19 to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Well, that scoring drive for the Lions took 7 plays, covered 56 yards. It was topped off with a 34-yard quarterback keeper by Sam All. All then kicked the conversion. And that pushes the score out now to 49-22. Louisville with the lead and a minute and 19 seconds left to play in the third quarter. The scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City, Jake and Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn, and Weston Witt in Fall City. A minute 19 to play here in the third quarter. Our score now 49-22. Got to give the Tigers credit here, Tom. There's no quitting those Tigers.
No,
they keep battling back on this thing.
They're playing hard.
Adverse situation with a lot of injuries. A combination of things. Illness. I think there was a case of mono involved, an auto accident. There was some injuries on the field, off the field. So between injuries and illness, several key players not available tonight for Coach Darren Fritz. And he and his staff, really, they've done an admirable job of putting together an offense that's really come out here and functioned.
I'll say.
Only a couple of days to prepare it. Short kick is going to be picked up by Strauss, I believe it is. He's at the 25, out to the 30, 35, 40, 45, and driven out of bounds. Out across the 40, they'll say he stepped out at about the 42-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers, working from their own 42-yard line with a minute and 10 seconds to play here in the third period.
Cody Hardy on the stop there, knock him out. That was a nice run back by Jackson Strauss.
Yes, it was. There's been some real bright spots out here tonight. The big plays have been the story.
Yeah.
70-yard touchdowns, 59-yard touchdowns.
Yes.
All right, let's see what the Tigers can get cooking here. Guess what? I'll bet you they come out in a spread set with an empty backfield. This is the only formation we've seen all night.
Oh, looks like they've got Strauss back there now, Randy, instead of Carson Simon.
So Jackson Strauss is going to take a shot at it here. He's back to pass. Throws out to his right. Oh, off the fingertips of his receiver.
Number 12 there was the intended target, Isaac Frederick.
Frederick had that one on the fingertips, but the defensive back was right there to make contact with him as the ball arrived.
All hit him about the same time as that ball arrived.
I imagine Carson Simon's arm is probably tight. Jackson Strauss is in now at quarterback. Is Simon out there somewhere?
I don't see him.
Jackson Strauss has a snap. He's going to run with the football, runs it straight ahead. He does a pretty good job, gets about 3 yards on the carry, has the ball out close to the 45-yard line.
I see Simon walking over on that side of the track, and he's kind of gimpy there, Randy.
Okay.
Now he's down on a knee. Boy, hate to see that.
Well, he's put in a heck of a tough night tonight. Man, I can't imagine how many carries he must have. Third down, 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 35-yard line. 32 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Jackson Strauss, the single setback, back to pass, sets up. Throws the ball over the middle, pass falls incomplete. His intended receiver, well, they're going to be nice and go fetch the football for the official. Intended receiver out here on the left side was Tate Wilcox. One thing that is coming from this thing for the Tigers, a lot of young ball players have gained a lot of valuable varsity experience here tonight. We're seeing freshmen pressed into action that normally wouldn't be on the field in a varsity game.
That is true,
and some of them have performed pretty well here.
Yes, they have.
Jackson Strauss backs up a little. He'll kick them all away. And nobody back to return it. It bounces inside the 10, inside the 5. Oh, look at that. It's going to get into the end zone by just a half a yard.
Yeah.
11 seconds left to play in the third quarter. The ball goes into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 20. It'll be first and 10 for the Louisville Lions with 11 seconds to play in the period. Again, the score 49-22. Any more updates? Can you check your flashlight and see if we've got any more updates on that Auburn score?
Auburn wins 27-6.
They're done already.
That brings them to 3-1. The Irish, I think I gave, it's 66-12, and I've got Johnson Brock is ahead 46-28 with a minute 24 left in the third.
Yeah, Johnson Brock having a good outing. We'll be there next week with the Sacred Heart Irish. That may be one heck of a football game. Here we go. First down and 10 now. 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. Lions with the football. Quarterback Sam Hall hands off to his running back trying to run the left side off tackle. See if that was Harrison Klein.
It was Klein.
Yes, it was. Harrison Klein lined up.
Stop. Yeah, Isaac Frederick on the
There's
stop.
There's the end of the third quarter. After three quarters, 49-22. Our score will take a one-minute timeout. Be back. You're listening to Tiger Football on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after three quarters, the Louisville Lions are leading the Falls City Tigers 49-22. Our score after three. It's time to move into the fourth and final stanza. Here to call your fourth quarter of play-by-play is Tom Bartek.
Thanks, Randy. Louisville's got the ball at their own 25. Going to bring up second down and 5 yards to go. Lined up with all the quarterback. He pitches the ball to Powell around the right side. Picks up a 4-yard gain there for Louisville.
Over there on the tackle for the Tigers, coming up with a stop, was Justin Brewer. Brewer with the stop.
Third down now for Louisville and 1 yard to go. We got 11:39 and counting here. I'm sure we're going to see a steady dose of the ground game out of Louisville to try to shorten this game up even more.
Yeah, they were even just standing there letting the clock run down before snapping it back in the last period. So
all at the quarterback, and behind him, we've got Harrison Klein. They're sitting there waiting for the clock to wind down. There's a five-second signal from the ref. All with the snap, takes the ball around the right side and picks up a short gain, but it looks like it's going to be close, but I think they're going to give him enough for the first down on that.
Jackson Strauss along with Kemper Foster teaming up to make the tackle that time for the Tigers. Foster had him in a big old bear hug.
He did.
Jackson Strauss set me in on this too.
He didn't gain much, but he got enough for the first down. First down for Louisville at the just over the 30-yard line, their own 30-yard line.
Kemper Foster, a sophomore, 225 pounds.
All in Klein in the backfield again, waiting for the ref to put up that five-second signal. There it is. He calls the signal. There's a snap. Hands the ball to Klein. Short gain over the left tackle there. Picks up about a yard.
Tiger defense playing doing a pretty good job playing tough inside.
Yeah.
Making the hit that time was Stephon Fields. Is it Steven or?
Steven, yes.
Yeah, Steven. Steven Fields got the tackle.
Short gain. Yard gain. Going to bring up second down and 9 for Louisville. They break the huddle. All's coming up there. Quarterback. Again, we're going to see this the rest of the night. Just standing there waiting for time to run out there, waiting for the ref to put up the signal. There it is. Calls the signals. There's the snap. Fakes the pitch. Rolls right. Got a lot of open field there. He runs the ball. He's to the midfield, to the 45. Oh, he's still going. He got away. Still going, and he is going to go all the way. I don't see any flags. It looks like it's going to be a 68-yard run for quarterback Sam Aul.
One big play after another here.
Wow.
68 yards. That one came from the 32-yard line.
Going to bring the score to 55-22 here. And we're going to, I believe Sam's going to probably tee this thing and try to kick it again there. Oh, wait a minute. He just threw that back out the sidelines. Maybe they're going to actually run a play here, Randy.
7-for-7 tonight. I'm not sure why.
Wow.
Why you'd mess with perfection.
But they are. They're gonna line it up here and go for two.
Practice going for two.
We got all at the quarterback, and Klein behind him is the running back. There's the signals. Man in motion. Hands the ball to Klein, and he is going to get over for the two-point conversion. So with 9:37 left in the fourth, we've got a score of 57-22, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to KTNC.
He's on the 30. He's on the 20. He's on the 10. It's a touchdown.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools.
Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City present this scoring recap. That was 68-yard touchdown run by Sam Aul. Harrison Klein carried in for the two-point conversion. That pushes our score to 57-22 with 9:37 left to play in the football game. Listen to this. Sam Aul's quarterback, his touchdown runs 58 yards, 1 yard, 59 yards, 34 yards, and 68 yards.
Well,
those are just the touchdown runs.
He's had quite a night, hadn't he, Randy?
He's got a couple hundred yards of offense just on touchdowns.
I think I know why they probably went for that two-point conversion. I bet Sam's leg's a little tired.
He was 7-for-7 from kicking there, but have we seen Carson Simon back out here? I was looking across the way and couldn't see him on the sideline.
He's sitting on the bench over there, Randy.
So he may be taking the rest of the night off here.
I think he is. It looks like Sam's going to tee it up again here for Louisville. 9:37 left in the fourth. We got back deep Wilcox. Well, let's see. Well,
like to help you, but
I'm not sure if that is Strauss and Wilcox or not. But anyway, there's the kick. Oh, it's muffed there at the three. That's Race Farmer picks it up at the one. He's out to the 15, the 20, and knocked out of bounds there at the 20-yard line.
Farmer probably lucky to get it back up to the 20. He bobbled it, fielded it, had to go back and pick it up near the goal line, and then managed to get it upfield all the way out to the 20 is where they'll mark it. He was knocked out of bounds there.
Tate Wilcox getting up a little bit slow after that collision there by the sideline.
Quincy Trent's the man that came over and made the tackle there for the Lions. 9:05 to play, clock running here in the fourth quarter. 57-22, Lions leading the Fall City Tigers.
We'll mark it at the 20. Strauss back calling signals. Three's receiver split out to the right and two left. Same thing we've had all night. There's a snap. He drops back, throws the ball up in the air, and it's going to be way short of the receiver, Race Farmer, going down the left sideline.
Harrison Klein was back on the defensive coverage, just running stride for stride there with Farmer. Incomplete pass stops the clock.
No, they've got a running clock now, it looks like, Randy, with 35 points being ahead there that Louisville's ahead. So they
right.
are.
So they'll get us moving here now.
Doesn't matter if they're going to pass or run. That clock's going to run.
Been a long night of football here with all the passing by Fall City. That first half took forever.
Second down and 10, 8:15 left in the game. Strauss back at the quarterback, calls a snap. There it is. Looks left, throws the ball left. It's caught by Tate Wilcox there, and he's going to get enough for a first down there. They're going to drag him down at about the 39-yard line of Fall City.
Will Joseph there to make the tackle, 140-pound sophomore. First time we've called Wilson's name tonight. A lot of clean jerseys out on the field now defensively here for Louisville. Some twos and threes getting a chance to get some varsity playing time.
I'm sure there are. First down and 10 at the 39 of Fall City. Jackson Strauss back, calling the signals there. There's the snap. He drops back. He's looking. There he throws, and it's short. Short of Race Farmer there over the middle there. Going to bring up second down and 10.
The linebacker had dropped back in coverage there on him, Cody Lutz. Lutz was the man that was with Race Farmer when the ball arrived.
Going to bring up now second down and 10 yards at the 39.
Don't forget, next Friday night here on KTMC, we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish on the road at Johnson Brock. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Yours truly will have the call for you.
Jackson back. There's the snap. He looks right. He's rolling right. Throws the ball. And it is, let's see, I think he dropped that. Yeah, it was close to a catch there, but it came out of his arms there. Incomplete pass there.
The intended receiver on that one was
Robert Gilkerson, it looks like, number 22.
Yeah. 147-pound freshman Gilkerson just couldn't quite get back to it. It was just a little bit behind him.
I thought maybe I could do without my light for a sec, Randy, and I've come to the conclusion that I cannot.
Try and call Tom. He won't have any battery left when we're done.
Third down now and 10. Jackson takes a snap. He runs up the middle there. Makes one guy miss. He's still on his feet, going wide right here. He's got a lot of sideline, and he's by that. He's down to the 10, the 5, and he's all the way into the end zone. That is from the 40. That is a 60-yard run for Jackson Strauss. A nice run. 6:10 left here in the fourth. Score now is 57-28 for Louisville. Going to line up here for the extra point. I believe they're going to try a two-point conversion here. Jackson's a little winded there after that run there, and he's back at quarterback. Lined up for the two-point conversion. Three split out to the right. There's a snap. Jackson rolls right. He's looking for a receiver. He throws it, and it is caught by Wyatt Overding there for a two-point conversion. Going to bring the score to 57-30, Louisville. 6:10 left in the fourth, and we're going to take a 30-second break and be back then. You're listening to KTNC Radio, AM 1230.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, another big scoring play in the ballgame, this time by Fall City. This scoring drive recap, again brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Jackson Strauss on a quarterback keeper took it 60 yards down the right sideline for the touchdown, then completed a two-point conversion pass to Riot Oberding. Makes the score now 57-30 with 6:10 left to play here in the quarter. 57-30, Louisville with the lead.
Been a lot of big plays in this game from both sides there.
Well, if you'd have told me that this revamped offense with a single formation all night was going to be able to generate 30 points, I'd have been feeling pretty good earlier this evening.
I totally agree with you. Louisville, though, has been up to the task there and
has hit the big plays.
Hit a number of big plays there.
70 yards and 58 yards in the first two plays, and that kind of set the tone for the evening, unfortunately.
Gannon Ogden going to tee it up. He looks like he's going to put that ball down horizontal on the tee there, which leads me to think that they're going to try a little onside kick.
6:10 to go here. Time for one more coal train coming through.
There's the kick, and it's fallen upon by a Louisville player, number 9.
Powell's.
That's Powell's. Dives on the ball. They're going to take over 1st and 10 at their own 37-yard line. 6:09 left, and you can probably hear in the background, we got a train going by.
Reminds me of the old days. Some of our listeners will remember the days at the old field in Fairbury where the train went right behind the press box, and you couldn't hear a thing in that box. The whole thing shook back and forth as the train would go by in Fairbury.
Looks like we got some new players. Cody Hurdy there at the quarterback position now for Louisville, and behind him is... Well, I'll get that number when I can get it. Calls the signal. There's the snap. Hands the ball off to number 20, it looks like. That'd be Nick McCall, another sophomore. Good gain on first down. Picks up about 8 yards.
On the tackle was Zane Ebel for Fall City. 200-pound sophomore made the stop.
To bring up second down and a long two for Louisville. 5:48 and counting in this game. 57-30. A lot of new faces in, a lot of youngsters out there, it looks like, for Louisville. Hurdy in the shotgun calls out the signals. There's a snap, hands the ball off to Nick McCall up the middle, and he's going to pick up about 4 yards, which will be enough for a first down. They move the sticks.
John Craig there on the tackle for the Tigers. Craig with a stop.
Ball set down at about the 48-yard line of Louisville. 1st down and 10. Quarterback's over here. Hurdy's over here. I hope I'm saying that name right there, Randy. H-R-D-Y. Getting the call from the coach there. In the shotgun. McCall behind him. Letting the time run there. Calling out the signals. There's the snap. Ball's on the ground there, but I think, let's see. Fall City
Tiger
point like
football.
They've got it. Wow, they sure do.
On the fumble recovery, coming up with a loose football on the ground.
78, it looks like. No, I don't have a 78.
I don't either.
Not what it looked like to you?
No, I don't have one on my... Well, Tigers get the recovery. They'll take over the football.
One of the big Fall City linemen jumped on that. I'm not sure who it was there. Fall City takes over at their... At the Louisville 47-yard line, 1st and 10. Jackson Strauss still back at the quarterback position there. We've got 3 wide receivers split right, 2 to the left. He calls the snap count. There he looks left, throws the ball. It's behind Race Farmer there and incomplete there.
And back on the coverage once again for Louisville. Defensively, Will Joseph, a sophomore. Joseph was there with him. Clock continues to run, or it should.
Now it's back under 35 again. So
we lost our running clock.
Second down and 10 now for Falls City at the 47 of Louisville. Jackson calls out the signals. He goes left around the end there, running the ball. He evades a couple of tackles and finally is dragged down there at about the 33-yard line, enough for a first down.
First guy to get a hold of him across the way was Nick Sorensen, just a sophomore. A lot of freshmen and sophomores on the field now for Louisville, getting some defensive action here at the varsity level.
First down, Falls City at the Louisville 33-yard line. Jackson calls out the snap count. There's a snap. Oh, wow. He gets smothered in the backfield there for a loss of about 5 yards there. Alec Luter was in on him. I think he got missed there on the line. He ran into Jackson and just drug him down for, like I said, a loss of close to 5-6 yards on that.
Luter just wrapped him up before he could even get started.
4:04, clock is running. Jackson Strauss at the quarterback position and 5 wideout still. There's a snap. He's looking left, throws the ball left over the head of Tate Wilcox there on the left side of the field.
Cody Hurdy there on the defensive coverage as the cornerback on the right side defensively.
Going to bring up third down now and about 16 yards to go for Falls City.
I figured it out. In the first half, all the loaded coal trains were going that way. In the second half, all the empty coal trains are going back west. There's a lot of train traffic here that comes through Louisville on any given evening.
3:52 left in the game. Third down and 16 yards for Falls City. There's a snap. He looks left, throws the ball left. It's caught by Wilcox there. A good gain there. He's going to pick up a first down down at the Louisville 21-yard line there.
Hurdy was the primary tackler there, but he had help from two or three of his friends. We do have a player shaking up here a little bit for Louisville, a little bit slow getting up, but he's trying to shake it off. That was a nice executed play. Great
first down.
Good to see.
First down, Falls City, Louisville, 21-yard line, 3:30 and counting. Jackson Strauss calling out the signals. There's a snap. He looks to run right up the middle there. He's got a good gap there. Picks up another good gain, about 11 yards, close to 12 yards on that carry.
This time on the tackle was Alex Leader once again.
It'll be first and goal for Falls City at the Louisville 9-yard line.
Niners punch one in here. This score starts to look pretty respectable.
Yes, it does. First down at the 9. There's the snap. Jackson rolls left, and he is smothered there. Can't get out of the backfield. Thrown for about a 4-yard loss by Nick Sorensen for Louisville.
Sorensen did a great job firing across there, stopping Jackson Strauss before he could get any momentum.
5-yard loss. Going to bring up second down and goal from the 14-yard line for Falls City. 2:42 and running with the clock. 5 wideouts. He said he wasn't going to deviate from that, and he has it all game. There's a snap. Jackson looks left, throws the ball up, and it's a score. Touchdown. Let's see. Who caught that? Is that
three?
Race Farmer on the grab there. A nice catch.
11 yards? Is that where they were?
14 for that. 14-yard pass play for a score. 2:30 left in the game. 57-36 right now for Louisville. Still has the lead. Going to line up and go for two here again. Jackson Strauss at the quarterback position. 5 wideouts. Jackson calls out the snap count. There it is. He rolled right up the middle, untouched there for a two-point conversion. 2:30 left in this game. Falls City now has closed it to 57-38, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to KTNC Radio, 1230, 107.1 FM.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap. That score for Fall City came on a 14-yard touchdown pass from Strauss to Race Farmer. Strauss then carried in for the two-point conversion. Our score now moves to 57-38 with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to play in the game. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
Well, Randy, I think Darren Fritz will take a lot of positives away from this game here tonight, even though they're going to probably, in all likelihood, come up on the short end of the stick here.
A tip of the hat to the coaching staff for what they've been able to do this week with all these players out to put together, formulate an offense, literally created an offense from scratch and had this much success with it.
There's the onside kick again, and let's see, Fall City has gotten the ball there. 54, that'd be Zane Ebel comes up with the recovery on that.
You know, they fooled around and put up another score. And all of us, you go, it's 57-38 right now. There's still 2:27 to go, of course.
Fall City's going to have first down at the Louisville, we're going to call it the 41-yard line.
Chase Rasby's got his twos and threes out there. We may see a couple of defenders back on the field.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing a few of them come back now. Jackson Strauss back calling the count, runs the ball right up the middle there, and he's still going there. He evades a couple tackles and picks up about 6 yards, a good gain on first down.
On the tackle, Nick Sorensen to get the stop for the Lions.
Bring up second down and 4 for Fall City, 2 minutes and 10 seconds and counting.
It's been a crazy game, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a crazy game, a long game and a crazy game. Jackson Strauss back. In the court, there's a snap, is on the ground, he's able to pick it up, throws the ball out to Tate Wilcox, it's caught, and Tate Wilcox is going to get all the way down to the 17-yard line of Louisville.
Alec Leader is the man that made the primary stop on the tackle, had help from a couple of other defenders, but Leader made the first contact.
First down, Fall City at the Louisville 17-yard line. Jackson calls a snap. There it is. He's got the ball. Runs up the middle there. And going to pick up a short gain is all. Louisville was there to stop him on that.
Getting the tackle that time was Walker Porter, a freshman. 140-pounder got the tackle.
We'll give Jackson maybe a yard on that. Second down and 9 for Fall City. 5 wideouts. Jackson, there's a snap. He looks left, throws the ball left, and It is picked off by number 2, Cody Hardy. That ball was almost caught by Race Farmer, and then he kind of got it taken away from him there by Cody.
I would describe it as a simultaneous catch where the defender just pulled the ball away from the receiver as they came down to the ground and took off with it.
I didn't know what to say. Who was going to catch that ball there? But
got his pocket picked there, I think.
Louisville going to take over here. First down and 10 at the 20, their own 20-yard line. 1:14 left in the game, and I imagine we'll probably see just a few kneel downs here, Randy.
Yeah, he'll take a knee. 57-38 will, in all probability, be our final. They're in that victory.
There's a snap. He kneels down.
Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a scoring recap of the second half scoring. It would be here till midnight if we gave you this. A recap of all 100 points that were scored here, but
we're under a minute now to go in this game.
95 points for the night. I think that's probably good.
95. Your math is good. Second down now. We'll do this maybe one more time after this, and it'll be about over, I think, here for this game. Maybe even after this one here, Randy. He's waiting for the ref. There's the 5 seconds. Calls the snap count. There he snaps it, takes a knee.
That should be
and I think that is going to do it here for tonight. Your final here tonight, Louisville 57, Fall City 38.
They're going to make them snap another one? What are they doing?
I thought that would have been it.
It should be. They're spotting the ball, though.
They sure are.
The players were shaking hands and ready to call tonight. The man in the white cap wants them to run another play.
Yeah, now it looks like they're going to call it.
Yeah, they talked him out of it. Okay.
57-38. We'll be back with a recap here in 2 minutes. Final here, 57-38.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Louisville. Our final score tonight, 57-38, Louisville with the win over the Falls City Tigers. Time now for the Armbruster Motor Company's second half scoring recap. Armbruster Motor Company, if you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, look no further than Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. Well, at the half, Louisville held a 35-14 lead, and then with 7:24 to go in the third quarter, Sam Hall rushed from 59 yards out for a touchdown, capped a seven-play, 86-yard drive. Hall's kick made it 42-14. Tigers came right back with a five-yard touchdown run by Carson Simon on a quarterback keeper. He passed complete to Jackson Strauss for the two-point conversion, made it 42-22. Sam Hall added two more touchdowns, one from 34 yards out and one from 68 yards out in the fourth quarter. Kicked the conversions, made it 59-22. And then the Tigers wrapped up the scoring at the 6:10 mark of the fourth quarter. Jackson Strauss on a quarterback keeper from 60 yards out. And then Strauss completed a pass complete to Race Farmer from 14 yards away for the final touchdown. The two-point conversion run by Strauss made our final 57-38. Louisville Lions with the win tonight over the Falls City Tigers. The second half scoring recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. They've been in business since 1951, currently offering Chevrolet, Buick, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Well, Tom, we've seen quite a football game here tonight. Just recapping what took place, Carson Simon rushed for three touchdowns tonight. Sam Hall was a big story, though, for Louisville. He rushed for five touchdowns, and I don't know what he's got for total yardage, but I can tell you the five touchdown carries alone were 220
wow.
yards rushing. So
big night for
him. His average rushing touchdown was something over 45 yards or so. That's the kind of night that he had out here offensively. A big night for Sam Hall. Our congratulations to the Louisville Lions on the win tonight. This improves their record now, I believe, to 2-2. And the Tigers fall to 0-4. Tom, you had some other scores here. If we could just share those one more time with our listeners.
Yeah,
you had a final on Auburn and a final on Sacred Heart. Did we have a Johnson Brock final yet? Let's come up with those.
I never got a final on Johnson Brock. Auburn won 27-6, moves to 3-1. The Irish won 66-12 against Meade. And the only score I've got, the Johnson Brock was ahead 46-28 with a minute 24 left in the third. I haven't gotten any further scores than that.
All right, well, those are the scoring scores that we have for you right now. Don't forget, next Friday night here on KTNC, we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish on the road at Johnson Brock. Tomorrow morning, University of Nebraska football. Boy, it's been a while since we said this. Live from Norman, Oklahoma,
yes,
Cornhusker football here on KTNC. Pregame show at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, kickoff around 11, and that'll be live right here. Hope you'll join us for Husker football as they take on the Oklahoma Sooners. Well, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football. For Tom Bartek and for Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with a final score tonight in Louisville, the Louisville Lions 57 and the Fall City Tigers 38. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school football on KTNC.